This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. From Lansing, Michigan, Midwest League High A action nears. At 1:05 p.m., scheduled first pitch between the Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts in the sixth game of a six-game series. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa at Jackson Field. Lake County Captains have won two wild games the last two nights. First 2 days ago, coming from behind and defeating the Lugnuts 9-8. And then yesterday, Adam, they led 12-6 and hung on tight for a 12-11 win. So what does today hold?
Well, I'd have to say more offense, the way the last two games have gone, but we'll see if maybe it's more of a pitching performance. Either way, Lansing's got to feel disappointed that they're coming in today only with the chance to get a split. Lake County's got to be thrilled that they have a chance to win this series today. All three of Lake County's wins have been by one run, and we remember that being the case at the beginning of the year. Lake County, that first series out there at East Lake, Jesse, remember how many one-run wins they were getting and getting them late. They just seem to have that gene against the Nuts this year.
They won the final game of that series by three runs, and we said, what is this? A convincing victory. But here we are. It's a 24-game season series between the Lugnuts and the Captains, and this is meeting number 18. Lake County currently 9-7 against the Lugnuts this year, or I should say 10-7 against the Lugnuts this year, coming into play here today. And that brings us into our starting pitching matchup. Let's begin with the righty Mitch Myers taking on the Captains. What do you make of the Lugnuts lefty in his second start back from the injured list?
Well, I thought he was exceptional in that first start back, Jesse. We talked about the fact that he gets hit in the head on a line drive, goes on the injured list for, half a month, and then comes back out, pitches on the third with a pretty good crowd at Great Lakes, and he gave up just one run with a couple of walks and five strikeouts. Lansing ended up giving up that lead late and falling, so... imagine for him, this is going to be an emotional moment. The last time he was on this mound is when he got hit in the back of the head. So hopefully he comes out, he can put that behind him and have himself a second straight good game back from the IL.
On the other side, for the Lake County Captains, they're going to start the right-hander Ethan Hankins. And then we expect him to be followed to the mound by Parker Messick, who pitched in the opener. And in that game, Messick allowed six runs through five innings. He gave up a couple of home runs. But first we go to Hankins, who's only appeared in 10 innings in five starts with Lake County. They've been very careful with him.
Yeah, and he's really struggled his last few times up. Gave up four runs against West Michigan, and then Quad Cities, he gave up eight runs on six hits. Now, the last time he pitched here at Lansing on May 19th, three innings, one hit, no runs, three strikeouts. So Lugnuts will have to try and solve him today, but we'll see what kind of performance we get from the Lake County Captain pitcher.
Let's get into the starting lineups now for the Lake County Captains. The leadoff hitters, the second baseman, Nate Furman. Batting second, the shortstop, Milan Tolentino. Heading third and center field, Chase DeLauder. Batting fourth at DH, Joe Lampe. Heading fifth, third baseman, Dion Frias. Batting sixth and right field, Jorge Burgos. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Will Bartlett. Catcher Joe Donovan hits eighth, and batting ninth, it's Cesar Drogo in left field. That's Furman, Tolentino, and DeLauder. Lampe, Frias, Burgos, Bartlett, Donovan, and Adrogo. Adam, who's your spotlight captain?
Who do you think it is? The first rounder from last year has been unreal in this series.
I was thinking you might go Dion Frias. Guess I guessed wrong.
Well, there's so many guys that have had outstanding performances the last two nights. Kind of hard to pick, but yes, I'm going to go with Chase DeLauder. The guy last night, Jesse, he had three hits and drove in four with a double and two singles, and he also scored a run, and the other two that he didn't reach base on, he flew out to deep center field. So he's been all right.
On the other side now, the Lansing Lugnuts will lead off with the shortstop Max Muncy. Batting second in center field, Caden Trenkel. Heading third, third baseman Jack Winkler. First baseman Danny Batista Jr. bats fourth. Batting fifth in right field, it's Colby Thomas. Batting sixth, the DH, Brennan Malone. Clark Elliott is in the order. The left fielder bats seventh. Hitting eighth, the catcher today is C.J. Rodriguez. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, at second base, A. Riviel Angeles. That's Muncy, Trenkel, Winkler, Batista Jr., Thomas Malone, Elliott, Rodriguez, and Angeles for the Lugnuts in support of Myers. There is potentially a very clear spotlight hitter as well, Adam. Are you going to take him?
Yeah, we're going power today on a power Sunday. Caden Trinkle, 4 home runs in this series. Guy's been electric. He's come alive. The power on display now, 6 home runs after hitting 4 this week. He's trying to potentially win Midwest League Player of the Week with a performance today to try and seal his case. See what he's got.
Chase DeLutter's on the other side going, how about me? We have seen some kind of offense in this series. We mentioned it just the last 2 days. The Lake County Captains scoring a combined 21 runs. The Lugnuts, 19 runs combined. Yesterday saw 34 base hits. Each team had 17 hits. Adam, I just went into the Lugnut stats for the month of July alone, and they're hitting .306 as a team. But their record in July is 3-5.
Yeah, the way they won games this year has been by good pitching and winning low-scoring battles. It's been weird to see whenever they get big run games, it seems like the pitching can't put together a good performance. So wondering, can the Lugnuts on the final game before the All-Star break here put it together, maybe have a good hitting performance, pitch it well, and then they've been error-prone the last few games. Got to pick the ball up cleanly today because they really committed themselves with 5 errors last night. It ended up being a big cause why they lost that game by a run.
Following today's game, everybody taking 4 days off, as Adam mentioned, the All-Star break. Then the Lugnuts coming up on Friday play at West Michigan in a mini-series, 3 games, while the Lake County Captains head back home and welcome in the Dayton Dragons. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have the mini-series to open up the year, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the opening weekend. Here is the 3-game answering series against a different club. This will be game number 80 for the Lugnuts this season, and game number 80 for Lake County. Makes a nice round number to finish things up before the 4-day break.
Yeah, no question about it. And you want to go into that break feeling good, so the Lugnuts can find a way to get a split. It's not what they wanted. They were hoping to win this series, especially with some tough losses, but now you got to earn a split, and for the Captains, they would love to get out of here winning a series before they get that break.
It is 77 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. The sun's shining down. It feels great, Adam. Did you order this weather up?
I did not, but I'm happy it's here.
Not too much of a breeze. As the Lugnuts take the field in their home white uniforms, the red crowns the cap and the black bills with the black L and Luggy the Lugnut on the front. The names are on the back in black above the red numbers outlined in black. And meanwhile, Lake County is sticking with their road baby blue jersey shirts and the black numbers on the back, road gray pants, road gray caps, the deeper brims. Down the field we go. Time for our national anthem.
Kathleen Jones getting us started the right way. Great job down there on Jackson's Field here in Michigan State Capitol. A beautiful Sunday afternoon. A sun-soaked Sunday, July 9, 2023, and our final game before a mini All-Star break. As Jesse mentioned, we will be back Friday in West Michigan. For today, it is game number 80 in the 2023 season. The Lugnuts, 36-43, 5-9 in the second half. Lake County 36-43, 5-9 in the second half. Those records, they sound pretty familiar. But we'll see. Those records will be different after today. Lansing wins, they would earn a series split. Lake County wins, they would take 4 of 6. With the call of the game on this fine Sunday afternoon, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam, it's a mirror match. And let's give you the defense for the Lugnuts out there on the field. And the outfield, Clark Elliott's in left and center, Kate Trenkel, and in right, it's Colby Thomas. Around the infield, C.J. Rodriguez is the catcher. Danny Batista Jr. at first, Arubio Angles is at second. Max Muncy plays short, and Jack Winkler's at third. They encircle the Pit Panther himself. Adam, what are your keys from Mitch Myers?
I think just rinse and repeat, right? His performance last week at Great Lakes, bring that again today and see if he can duplicate it.
Play ball declared. Here we go. Nate Furman, Milan Tolentino, and then Chase DeLauder coming up 1-2-3. They're all left-handed hitters, as is the number 4 hitter, Joe Lampe, as is the number 6 hitter, Jorge Burgos, as, the number 5 hitter and the number 9 hitter, the switch hitters, Frias and Adrogo. They'll bat from the left side. Only 2 right-handed hitters in this captain's order against the right-hander Myers today. Our home plate umpire is Brandon Tipton. Our bases umpire, Chad Patterson. And once again, they are not uniform. Brandon Tipton is wearing the light blue shirt. Chad Patterson up the right side is in the black with the charcoal gray pants. Gets a handshake from the bench coach and the first base coach for Lake County, Kyle Lindquist. We are set to begin. It's 1:06 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Mitch Myers faces home plate. Nate Furman bats left. Here we go. Kick in the pitch. Fastball high. We're underway. Ball one to Nate Furman. Collected 3 hits yesterday and 6 at-bats. 3 singles, 3 runs scored. 1-0. Fouled up and away off the left side. 1 ball and 1 strike. Line drive, center field, down for a base hit. And just like that, Lake County gets things started today. Trenkel feeds it in. Leadoff single for Furman. 17 hits yesterday for the Caps. Hit number 1 today. And Milan Tolentino steps in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Mitch Myers this year has coaxed 7 double play balls. Here comes. On the outside corner, strike called by Tipton. Yesterday, Milan Tolentino was hoping for a day off. And an injury shook up the starting second baseman, Christian Cairo, forced him into action. The pitch to him. He swings and misses. Strike 2. He had 1 plate appearance yesterday. He walked in the 9th. Comes in hitting 232. This is his 50th game of the year. Two-tone bat lifted off his left shoulder. Out 0-2. Very high. Catcher Rodriguez looked down at first. Time granted to the runner at first base, Furman. Wants to make sure that he can get a good toehold as he steps off his lead. Was kicking around at the dirt from the runway in front of first base. Furman has 5 steals and 6 attempts. Pick off the over. Tag applied late. Safe the call by Patterson. Can you imagine? But after all that kicking around up the dirt, Mitch Myers had then picked him off. One ball, 2 strikes on Tolentino. Nobody out. No score top of the first. A set. Here's the pitch. Reaching up, poked foul up to the left side. Tolentino stays alive. Last year when Mitch Myers was with the Stockton Ports, first inning gave him trouble. Then he settled in. Feels the 1-2. Hit high in the air, out into left field and shallow. Clark Elliott comes in, shortstop Muncy goes out, yields. Elliott the one-handed catch. First out of the game. Fly out to left. Furman back to first. So that brings up Chase DeLauder. Adam, he's been all right.
Yeah, I think all right is a mild way of putting it.
We can go a little less mild then. Left-handed batter, right-hander, sets, throws. DeLauder takes up and away ball one. He's played in 3 games against the Lugnuts. He has 7 hits. He has doubled in each of those games. He has scored 3 runs. He knocked in 4 yesterday. 7 for 14. The pitch. Inside. 2 balls, no strikes. So, what do you think? Pretty good?
Pretty darn good, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Starting in center field, batting 3rd in the order. Adam Spotlight captain. 1 on, 1 out. No score in the first. The pitch. Change up called a strike in the outer edge. 2-1. Myers is a 4-pitch guy. Fastball, curve, changeup, slider. What if I said 4-pitch guy and I just dropped a knuckleball in there to see who was paying attention? DeLauder swings and fouls this pitch away, the curveball. Strike 2.
Or Ethos.
Right? No spitball.
He's got that high-velocity Ethos pitch.
High velocity, low arc. Joe Lampe's waiting on deck. Pick up the over, tag late. Furman back in. Myers letting Furman know, I am aware of you, sir. Lauder began this year on the injured list. So glad to have him healthy. The pitch. Swings and flies, it's slicing, fading down the left field line. Elliott over, it falls for a base hit right down the line. Furman takes 3rd. DeLauder hits for 2nd base. The shortstop, Muncy, just lobs it into 3rd. Chase DeLauder has doubled for a 4th straight game in this series. And the Lake County captains have runners at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out.
Well, I would say you know you're running well if that happens, but this guy doesn't get hits unless he's got a run driven in attached to him. So maybe not as lucky as he's been in this series.
So DeLauder at 2nd, Furman at 3rd. Joe Lampe is coming up. Lake County started scoring a couple of days ago, and Adam, this offense does not want to hit snooze. Left-handed batter, Lampe. Here's the pitch. Misses from Myers, down and in, ball 1. Catcher Rodriguez goes out for a visit. Now, Joe Lampe finished April with a .348 average. Remember how great he was? Then in May, he hit .181. In June, he hit .122, 9 for 74. You want to know what he's hitting in July?
Of course.
10 for 27, .370. But of those 10 hits, they've all been in this series. He was 0 for 7 and 2 against Fort Wayne. He is 10 for 20 against the Lugnuts through 5 games. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 2. 1 hit in the opener. 2 hits on the 5th of July. 1 hit on the 6th of July. 2 hits 2 days ago. Yesterday, he was 4 for 6 with 2 singles and 2 doubles. The pitch. Myers finds the inside corner. Strike call. 2-1. Furman a leadoff single. Tolentino the flag to left. DeLauder doubled Furman to 3rd. Here's Lampe the cleanup hitter. Scoreless in the 1st. The pitch. A curveball is bounced foul up the right side. 2-2. Mentioned DeLauder doubling for 4 straight days in the series. Lampe has 4 doubles in the series and also a triple. A pitch, laced foul, hooked down the right field line. And with the netting, and the ball gets hung up there like a fly caught in a spider web. Let's see if a fan tries to get that baseball down. They're just looking at it right now like you might look at a painting on the wall of an art gallery. There comes a kid rushing over. He's going to take some action. 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. 2 ball, 2 strike pitch from Myers. Fastball fought off to the left, foul, out of play. Nice bare hand catch made by Fan. Oh, beautiful. Standing up next to a youngster, the left hand was occupied, the right hand wasn't. And the right hand snagged it beautifully. 2-2 on Lake County's DH today. Myers tries again. curveball hangs high. Count is full. Diane Frias, who's homered each of the last two games, is waiting on deck for the captains. 3-2 pitch from Myers. Fouled away down the left side. Tacked him with a fastball. And a fan makes a catch with a glove and the Pepsi porch. You know, if this is Savannah Banana's banana ball, Lefty would be out twice during this plate appearance. A couple of nice grabs made by fans up the left side. One barehanded, one with the mitt. Payoff pitch to Lampy. Bound into the screen. What a plate appearance. Mitch Myers out there on the mound is breaking a sweat. Unofficially, I believe this is the 11th pitch of the at-bat. Payoff. Foul ball down the left field line off the roof of the Pepsi porch. Bouncing over toward the concourse.
I can understand why this guy's having such a great month. Goodness.
I wonder if they need any more baseballs up there at home plate.
I think they might.
Myers has his sign. Second to Lauder, third Furman. The pitch. Lampy grounds down to first base. Past the backhand of Batista Jr. It's into right field. Furman scores. The Lauder's on his heels. Thrown by Thomas. One hop taken in front of the plate by Rodriguez. Ball knocked aside. All the while, the Lauder is in. Joe Lampy drives in two, and the captains lead 2-0 in the first. As a matter of fact, it's an error charged on the first baseman, Batista Jr., failing to glove that ball to his right. Lake County, the early lead.
And Lansing, again, the early error after they had five yesterday, and Danny just missed that one. Mm-hmm. It's a tough play. You got to backhand it because he's not going to be able to have time to get his body in front of it, but he just whiffed on the backhand attempt. And that scores two runs. There's a chance there that maybe one run comes in, or maybe you fire it to the plate and no runs come in, instead two come in. And this is just like the last couple of days for the Knots.
Pitching coach Don Schulze back out at the mound. He has visited the Hill an awful lot the last couple of games. Already in the Lugnuts bullpen, I see a pitcher swinging his arms about. You figure this is the time of game where the bullpen might talk about how everybody's going to spend the All-Star break. Might talk about the Futures game last night. Tyler Soderstrom, the former Lugnut, a single and a walk.
Place your bets on who's going to be the Lugnut spotlight hitter on the day.
Right. Maybe you're talking about the Major League Baseball draft today. Maybe you're doing your own mock draft simulations. Well, Lampy is on at first. He gets an RBI. One out. And the pitch to Diane Frias, called a strike in the outside corner. Caught up with a number of folks on the Lugnuts, and there are getaways planned out. And oh, what the Frias misses down and away.
As there should be. These guys go through a grueling summer. It's fun, baseball, but it is a grind every single day outside of Monday off days.
Myers spins, fires to first, tag late. Lampy back. Joe Lampy, 11 steals, one's caught. It's a good idea to think about him. Adam, do you have plans for the next 4 days?
Yeah, relax.
A 1-1 pitch. Laced on the ground right side, past the diving on the lace. Base hit sizzling into right. Lampy checks into second as Thomas gets it in to second base. A single for Frias. Third hit today already for Lake County. Jorge Burgos is coming up with two on and one out. Captain's already up 2-0. By the way, hello to Stefan Gleiberman, tuned in, listening in and checking in. We encourage you to check in too. Email address is jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The pitch to Burgos, up high, ball one. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Easy way to email in. You can find Adam and I on social media at Adam Jaksa, AdamJaksa. I'm at Jay Goldstress. The pitch, outside. Two balls, no strikes on Burgos, batting left against the right-hander Myers. Joe Lampy's at second. Diane Frias is at first. Both run well. Reached on an error, Frias on the single. The pitch, Breaking ball hooks in for a called strike.
Right now, Mitch Myers, you're fighting confidence. You can see Jesse's trying to nibble because he doesn't want to put anything in the zone. They keep getting hit on him. So he finally, after missing twice, goes breaking ball to get that strike one pitch.
He has used 30 pitches in this first inning. Kicks, spins the bat, looks Lampy back into second. With that, Kumar Nambiar is going to get the left arm loose. And the Lugnuts bullpen down the right side. Well, Bartlett is waiting on deck. Burgos, the number six hitter. Here's the pitch. A chopper is hit towards short. There's Max Muncy. Short hop pick. Throws to first. Gets the out there. That was his only option. Up to second, Frias, and over to third, Lampy, on the Burgos ground out.
And that's got to be near perfect execution right there, because with Muncy charging, it's a short hop on the run. It's a snow cone. And he kind of juggled it to make sure it stayed in the mitt and then got it to first base. It's a lot right there to make that second out happen.
So here's Will Bartlett with two outs and runners at second and third. He takes up high, ball one. Adam Bartlett is one of the few captains who has not seen a ton of hits come his way over the course of the series. He's been mired in a slump, averaged down to 165. The pitch fouled off into the screen. Logan Petoskey was checking in with me earlier today, saying, get ready for Will to break out of a schneid. His last hits came on June the 22nd. It's July the 9th. The pitch up high. Fastball for ball two. Finished June 0 for 11, a four-game slump, and here he is playing in his sixth game in July. So far, he's 0 for 14 this month. He swings and grounds left side. It's Muncy, the shortstop, deep in the hole. The throw across, and plenty of time. Bartlett still no hits this month of July. That ends the top of the first inning. But one error, three hits, two runs for the captains, who left runners at second and third. Could have been worse against Myers. He limited the damage. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Lake County 2. Lansing is coming up against Ethan Hankins.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County planted a pair in the top of the first inning and stranded two in scoring position. It's an early lead for the big right-hander Ethan Hankins. We'll take on Muncy, Trenkel, and Winkler in the bottom of the first. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa there. Adam, your thoughts about the Lugnuts taking on this big right-hander, Hankins?
Well, they need to score a lot of runs today because that's kind of been the trend in the last couple games of this series.
Max Muncy takes a called strike one across the inside corner.
And Lake County has continued that trend so far through a half inning of play. They've already put up two runs on the board.
Righty-righty. Here's the pitch to the Lug shortstop. A fastball is drilled to deep left center. Chase DeLauder goes back, runs it down in front of the Miller Lite sign. So a deep line out to the warning track that took DeLauder after he made the catch. One step and suddenly he was at the wall. A very loud out number one. And that brings up Caden Trenkel. The Lake County defense, Chase DeLauder's in center, to his left and right field, Jorge Burgos, to his right and left field, Cesar Introgo. Catcher Joe Donovan waits. First pitch to Trinkle. Called a strike in the outside corner. Dan Frias is at third with Milan Tolentino playing shortstop. He swung up the middle right now with the left-handed batter up there. Berman at second, Bartlett at first. The windup. I don't know, one. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Fell off the table. Strike two for Trinkle. Caden Trinkle has homered four times in this series. 2-0 Captains, one out, nobody on. The kick, the pitch. Fastball outside. One ball and two strikes.
Dude's on fire right now, Jesse. To put it mildly.
Yesterday, two doubles, two homers. Exceptional. Hankins to the plate. Broke it down and off of his foot. Oh, man. Off the right shoe. And Trinkle is awarded first base. Hit by a 1-2 curveball from Hankins.
Yeah, that's a stinger right off the top of the foot, it looked like. Not much padding down there. And take a free pass, but some pain with it.
And for Hankins, that's the first batter that he's hit. Went strike one, strike two, and then he lost it. Now he takes on Jack Winkler. One on, one out. Lancing down by a pair. Righty to righty. Winkler takes ball one. Down and away. Jack in the series, six hits. Four singles, a double, and a home run. Hankins throws. Missed outside again. Ball two. Ethan Hankins was drafted in 2018 out of Forsyth Central by Cleveland. Taken 35th overall in 2018. Fires. A fastball fly to center. Another chance for DeLauder. Backs up. He's got room. And he makes the catch in front of the track. Trinkle back to first. Two outs. By the way, the player who was selected, the pick after Hankins in 2018, Gunnar Hoagland, out of high school in Florida. Hoagland was drafted by the Pirates. They didn't sign him. He went to college. He was drafted in the first round by the Blue Jays. He was traded to the A's. He is now pitching in Stockton, and we could see him in the Lugnuts rotation later this year. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one, breaking inside. Let me go back a little bit further, Adam. So Hankins was taken 35th overall. The 41st overall pick was his teammate with Lake County, Lenny Torres Jr. He throws. Line of foul down the right side. Here to the screen. Thinking about this because today begins the Major League Baseball draft. Lake County is leading 2-0. Trinkle at first with the lug nuts, two outs. Righty, righty. The pitch. Inside. Nearly hit Danny. Danny Bautista Jr. has hit safely in not just 8 consecutive games. He has hit safely in 16 out of his last 17 games. You could make the case that he's the Lugnuts' hottest hitter. This month of July is 14 for 34, a 412 batting average. That's lifted his overall mark for the year to 279. Trinkle, great speed at first. Hankins fires. Bautista Jr. grounds it foul, rolling up the left side. How in the world did he make contact with that curveball?
Well, it's one of the reasons why he does not strike out a lot. He's got quick hands and great bat-to-ball skills.
You said it. Hankins tries again. Curveball, cue shot rolling, foul up the right side. Keep it right here. I wonder, Adam, if this is going to be the only inning work for Hankins today. I already look down at the pen, and I see that the left-hander Parker Messick is getting warm. So perhaps Hankins gets the first inning and Messick then for the starting up in the second. 2-0 Caps. 1-2. Bautista Jr. flies it, slicing down the right field line. Long run, Burgos. Hit balls, a fair ball, and a base hit. Trinkle speeds around to third base, held up there by Conklin. Bautista Jr. for second, slides in feet first ahead of the throw. A double for Danny.
Jesse, I gotta ask you. Have you ever seen someone bloop the ball down the right field line successfully more times than Danny Bautista has done this year?
It's like it's part of his arsenal, like a tennis drop shot.
Like put the backspin on it so that the outfielder can't get it, drops it in perfectly. It just keeps doing it, keeps working out.
So second and third for the Lugnuts, two outs, and here's powerful Colby Thomas, Lansing down 2-0 in the first. Roddy offers to Roddy. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. All Thomas has done through his first two games with Lansing, after getting called up from single-A Stockton, an RBI double, an RBI single in his first game 2 days ago. Last night, an RBI double and an RBI single. The strike one pitch. Swing and a miss at the heater. No balls and two strikes. Now the other thing that Thomas has done, he struck out three times 2 days ago. He struck out three times yesterday. But when he puts his bat on the ball, he knocks and runs. And there are two ducks on the pond. Bautista Jr. at second. Trenkle at third. An 0-2 pitch from Ethan Hankins. Here it comes. Runs inside. Ball one. Thomas starting in right field today for Lansing. Saw him in left field yesterday, DH the day before. Third round selection of the A's last year from Mercer. Hankins brings the 1-2. Fastball fly down the right field line, but fading foul. And out of play. You know, Colby Thomas was almost a Florida Gator. He had announced last year that he was transferring from Mercer to Florida. The powerful Gators. Then the Oakland A's drafted him. They signed him. Did not play at all last year, recovering from labrum surgery. And so this year his professional debut. He was impactful with Stockton. Now glad to have him here at the high A level. Open stance from the right, black bat in hand. Hankins kicks, throws. Up and inside. Two balls, two strikes on Thomas. I beg your pardon, Thomas sent down to first base on catcher's interference. It's Brennan Malone. One ball and no strikes on Brennan Malone. The pitch, Malone went around too far. He got fooled. Catcher's interference on Joe Donovan, awarding Colby Thomas first base. And the bases are loaded for Malone.
Second time in the series that's happened.
The kick and the pitch. Broke it outside. Well, we saw the error in the top half of this inning by Lansing's Danny Bautista Jr. open the door. That county scored two runs on that. Lugnuts down by pair. The pitch to Malone. Up and inside. Brennan Malone yesterday in his Lugnuts debut. Adam, home run, RBI single, and a walk. Very patient hitter out of Oregon. Black bat resting on his shoulder. Count is in his favor. The Hezzy, the pitch, swing and a foul tip, held on to by Donovan. Brennan checks on the cat with the home plate umpire, Brennan Tipton. They're chatting about it, they're making sure that they get these balls and strikes correct. Thomas at first, Bautista Jr. at second, and Trenkle at third with two outs in the bottom of the first. Hankins to the plate. Malone takes it down and away. Count is full.
Well, this feels like a big moment again. It's early on in this game.
Adam, wasn't that ball four? If we go back earlier in the at-bat, I think that should have been ball four. I think that the home plate umpire Tipton lost track of the count and then got fooled by the video board, which was reading 2-2 entering that pitch. That's why Malone was asking about the count and trying to get on the same page. I think the Lugnuts feel like Ethan Hankins just walked in a run. So Tipton is going to talk things over with Chad Patterson, and they'll count up how many balls there have been in the split appearance. Well, now. And the Lugnuts dugout has been told three balls and two strikes. The hitting coach for the Lugnuts, Ron Whitmire, is letting them know they lost track of the countdown on the field. And so 3-2 to Brennan Malone. Hankins gets this payoff pitch. Runners move. Malone fouls it off to the right.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens now.
It's a 4-ball, 2-strike count. Clark Elliott is waiting on deck. Runners in action. Payoff. High fly out to right. Back goes Burgos. He has room in front of the track to make the catch, and the Lugnuts do not score in the first inning. 3 left, 1 hit, and now we have the ejection from the dugout of the hitting coach Ron Whitmire. Let's go to the second inning. It's Lake County 2, Lansing nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Craig Conklin, the Lugnuts manager, came over and talked with both umpires after the first inning. Controversial the way that it came to a close. Brennan Malone, the batter, bases loaded. The Lugnuts thought that he had drawn ball 4. Home plate umpire Brandon Tipton said it was ball 3. And Malone led her flat out to right field. After the inning, Lugnuts hitting coach Ron Whitmire was ejected. So here we go now to the second inning. There's been a lot going on. And we're one inning in, Lake County leading the Lugnuts 2-0. The 8-9-1 batters coming up for the Caps. Donovan, Adrogo, and Furman. Right-hander Mitch Myers returns. He deals to Joe Donovan, and the first offering fouled off to the right, strike 1. Earlier this year, Adam, there was the same sort of situation where a Lugnut had an at-bat end with 4 balls. And 0-1, little flare, out into shallow right center field, drops down for a base hit over the second baseman, Anales, picked up by Thomas, gets it into second, and it's a leadoff single for Donovan. At the major league level, the famous one that I remember was, the Phillies were taking on the Mets. Lenny Randle was at the plate, I believe, for the Mets against the Phillies, Tug McGraw. And the Cap went to 4-2, but none of the Mets said anything. They're the batting team. The Phillies realized, and the Phillies thought, well, as long as he's not going to accept his walk, we might as well continue. And Lenny Randle then went out and crushed an extra base hit. This was the opposite of that situation. Cesar Adrogo takes ball 1 outside. In this case, the offensive team had the different count from the home plate umpire.
You're hoping that Malone could still come through, but unable to do so, and the Nuts leave him loaded.
Here's the pitch to Cesar Adrogo. That's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Adrogo, the switch-hitting left fielder, batting 9th in the order. Hits from the left side against the righty Myers. Yesterday, he had a 2-run homer. Here's the pitch. Myers misses down. 3 balls and no strikes. Donovan, a short lead at first base. Not a threat to run. No stolen base attempts this year. Myers offers. And the 3-0's in there, called strike. Nate Furman, top of the order, waiting to hit next. Myers to the plate. Shot foul up the left side, and a nice play made by the Guardian Angel in the Lake County bullpen, protecting the lefty Parker Messick, who's continuing to warm. And Adam, I think you'll appreciate the Guardian Angel's bright yellow shoes. 3-2 on a Drogo. Whenever there's a runner at first base, there's always a chance for Mitch Myers to toss a double play ball. Set, and the payoff. Drogo chops it to the second baseman on the lace. Grabs, tags Donovan, throws to first, double play. Two outs, nobody on for Myers.
Well called. Right on cue.
Joe Donovan is standing at second base going, he didn't get me, he didn't tag me. He's sent to the dugout. Nate Berman steps in next. A double play induced by Myers this year. Two outs, nobody on. He throws to Furman. Nate Furman takes ball one, breaking up and away. Furman is 1-for-1 with a single. Run scored in the first. He and Chase DeLauder came in on the grounder that scooted past Danny Bautista Jr.'s backhand. The pitch, outside corner, strike call. Ball gets away from the Lake County pen into the left field corner. Home plate umpire Tipton sees it, and they'll wait for it to be cleared away. Chattering crowd below. Family day, a great day for sunshine to work on your tan. Strike two called on the outside corner. Adam, how's your tan looking?
Well, Jesse, you know, we sit up in a box all summer, so I think it could be better.
My farmer's tan is in mid-season form. They should rename farmer's tan baseball tan in terms of it works the same.
I feel like that was a joke you've used before.
1-2. Up and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Never have.
Wow.
Never will again.
Oh, that's a good one.
Put that in the shelf.
Gonna use that one on Father's Day.
2-0 Caps. The pitch. Swatted up in the air. Left side. In a foul ground. The third baseman Winkler. Shortstop Muncy into the bullpen. And that ball, that hit off the wire. And then it ricocheted down. Yeah, the wire that is stretching out and making sure that the net is protecting all the fans from dugout to dugout. Strikes me as similar to, let's say, the ball hitting off the catwalk in Tampa. Muncy and Winkler are hustling over, and in the end, that ball took that ricochet. Nate Berman stays alive at 2-2. Couldn't have done that if he had tried. 2-0 Captains. Mitch Myers is looking at an easier second inning than the first. Can he put it to bed? Berman takes ball three outside. Milan Tolentino's on deck. Payoff. Hit in the air again, left side. Down the left field line, long run. Clark Elliott loses his cap. He gets there to make the catch in the bullpen. Foul fly out, Berman. Myers faces the minimum. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Lake County 2, Lansing nothing.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 7-8-9 batters, Elliot Rodriguez and Anales, are coming up for the bottom of the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. And they'll take on the new pitcher. It is southpaw Parker Messick, now into the game for Lake County. Captains leading 2-0. So Ethan Hankins, a scoreless first inning. Lefty deals to lefty. Clark Elliott takes a called strike one from Hankins. Or I should say, from Messick. Hankins in the first, one inning, one hit, one batter hit, no runs. Wind up, the pitch from Messick. Head in the air out to center field. Chase Delauder measures, steps to his right, sidesteps to make the catch. Turned into a great find out there. Elliott is out number one. We saw Parker Messick pitching in the first game of the series. This is his third appearance, his first out of the pen. Messick so far through 9 1/3 innings in the Midwest League. Now he can make it 9 2/3, 16 hits, 5 home runs. Now the first pitch to C.J. Rodriguez's bounce foul off his foot, then carry down the third baseline. Strike one. Messick in that first outing went 5 innings, and he struck out 4. He walked 1. But the home runs, Muncy and Junior Perez got him. Winds and throws. Way outside. A ball and a strike on C.J. Rodriguez against Messick, going back to the 4th of July, a walk and an RBI single. Messick throws. That too is off the outside corner. Messick did get Rodriguez the final time on a double play grounder. In the end, the Lugnuts won that game 7-4. Pitch, Rodriguez skies it out in the right center field. Heading out, the second baseman Furman called off. In from right, truck by Burgos. Rodriguez reaches. Well, Burgos, the loud call, rushing in near full speed, and the ball right off his glove and down. It's another mistake for Lake County. We have seen mistakes defensively by both of these teams throughout this series. That's their second error in 2 innings. For Jorge Burgos, that's his 4th error. Rodriguez on the first, one out for Aribel Anales. The pitch. Rope left side, past the diving Tolentino, base hit left field. Rodriguez checks in a second. Edrogo plays it in toward third. Single by Anales on the first pitch he saw, and here comes this Lugnuts offense that has been sizzling hot. Top of the order time, Max Muncy. Muncy, who doubled, homered, and grounded out against Messick the first time, 2 for 3. 2 instances of very hard contact. Lake County is up 2-0. Southpaw deals to the right-handed slugger. Ripped right at the third baseman, Frias, throws into second base, late. Rodriguez retreated in time. That line out for out number 2. Muncy right on it, Frias right there. The old Adam ball, because he hit it right at him. Now Caden Trenkel, hit by a pitch his first time up, stranded at third base. 2-0 Caps. 2 outs, 2 on. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Messick went right after him with a fastball. By the way, Max Muncy is now 0-2 today with 2 hard lineouts. Second, Rodriguez, at first, Anales. Shortstop Tolentino right up the middle. Trenkel takes it, bouncing down and away, and all the way to the backstop. The wild pitch moves Rodriguez to third and Anales to second. And now just a single by Caden Trenkel. Should be enough to tie up this game. One ball, one strike, the count on the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Native of Hillsboro, Texas. Sign from Donovan. Messick rocks and throws. Trenkel pops it, fell back over our heads. Strike two. Jack Winkler's waiting on deck. It was a 1-2 pitch that plunked Trinkle in the first inning. Outfield straight up indeed. 1-2 pitch here. Trinkle pokes it on the air and in the left field, a base hit. It scores two. And Drogo gets in the throw to second. A two-run oppo single for Trinkle. And we're tied up 2-2.
Trinkle time, man. It's his week. He just continuing to do what the Lugnuts need. And drive-in runs is what he's been doing, getting on safely. Just like that, we're tied. What a nice inside-out swing from the lefty.
On a tough 1-2 pitch. Well, Trinkle now, 21 RBIs, 32 games. Jack Winkler takes a called strike one, off speed, grabbing the outside corner. Adding to the case to be made for Trinkle to be the Midwest League Player of the Week. Lefty deals to the right-handed batter. Pitch from Messick, a ground ball down toward third. Frias gloves from behind the back, throws across his body, one hop, not in time! Winkler beats out the single, and Trinkle up to second. I feel like, Adam, a Dion Frias took an awful long time in getting that ball out and away to first base, and there just wasn't a lot of mustard on it.
Agreed. Couldn't quite get it out of the glove in time. It looked like he was trying to avoid the base, too, make sure he could get his footing coming into foul territory, and then get a beat out the speed of Winkler, unable to, and it's amazing what an error can do and how it can extend a half inning.
So while Max Muncy is 0-2 today, Jack Winkler is now 1-2 today, and the batter is Danny Bautista Jr. Danny is 1-1 with a double. Lefty deals to righty. 2-2 game in the second. Pitch. Air to the air. Flaring foul. Sliced air to the stands on the right side. That looked like that same swing, Adam. Going for that backspin drop shot down the right field line. Batting average for Danny Bautista Jr. is at 282. I mean, it has steadily risen throughout this year. Here's the pitch from Messick. Down and in, off the mitt of Donovan. Both runners advance. Kick left to third, Trinkle. To second, Winkler. Passed ball on Joe Donovan. Remember, it was the wild pitch that moved both Rodriguez and Anales into scoring position where Trinkle could single them. Difficult initial inning for Parker Messick. He kicks and throws. Ground ball past the mound, skipping to second baseman Furman. As though to first, in time, the inning is over.
Guy is Brett Favre from close distance, man. He rifles that thing.
Yes, he does. Lugnuts score two in the bottom of the second on the Trinkle single. Strand two runners in scoring position. It's a 2-2 game. Going to the third with Adam Jackson taking over with the call.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on a Sunday afternoon at Jackson Field. It's 2-2 our score as we head to the third inning. Good battle so far all week long. And so far today, two runs for the captains in the first. Lugnuts just answered with two runs in the second. So Mitch Myers coming back out. Faces the lefty Milan Tolentino. First pitch fastball, strike one. 2-3-4, Chase DeLauder, Joe Lampe. As Myers works through the order for a second time. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Myers doesn't have his first strikeout yet. Giving up a few base hits, four in total. Lugnuts have also committed an error in that first inning that aided a couple of runs. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Up high, one ball, two strikes. The pitch, bouncing ball off the plate to the left of second, charging Muncy, grabs, throws on the run, in time. Great play by Max Muncy. He had to hustle there because that was weakly hit by Tolentino, and Milan can get down that line pretty well there, and Max able to feel it on the run, had a chance to put it in the glove quickly to help out and throw it over to first. Myers had that lengthy seven-batter first inning, but then, outside of a base hit, got a double play and a flyout in the second. Only three batters came up. Right here's Chase DeLauder, double, first time up. First pitch, flies in a little bit high and outside. 2-2 our score, bottom three. Beautiful afternoon at Jackson Field. First pitch at 77 degrees. Pitch, popped up, out of play. Strike one. Light blue skies above with some mixed in white cumulus clouds just beyond the outfield lofts here at Jackson Field. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit out to right field. Falling. It's a base hit for guess who? Chase DeLauder. His ninth in this series. He's only played now in four games. He's 9-for-16. And he's now got a single and a double today. So the lead run on base. Now here's Joe Lampe, speaking of good series, 10-for-21 in five games. Four doubles, a triple, driven in one, two walks. The pitch home. Left-hander bounces off the plate, weakly towards Bautista, and he runs him down the line, tags him halfway there, and spins around to take a peek at DeLauder, two outs. A nice job by Danny Bautista. So with two outs, that brings him Diane Frias. 2-2 our score, top three. Lugnuts trailed by two, tied it, now trying to put up a zero and potentially go take their first lead. Train passing through just to the east of the stadium. Righty and lefty, the pitch. Checked it, it's a called strike one on the outside corner. Frias with five hits in this series through six games. First at bat, a single today. He's had three home runs, though. Some big swings for Frias. Open stance from the left side. Waves the two-tone bat behind his dark blue batting helmet. 0-1. Bends him back inside. And we're even. The sun continuing to light up the diamond, and the fans enjoying themselves. The wind currently not blowing at all here in downtown Lansing. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Frias reached across the plate and stepped out of his stance to try and get that. 1-2. So Mitch Myers with a runner at second, two outs, trying to find that third strike. Here's the pitch. Just up and outside. Good location. Two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts have been pretty good on Sundays this year. They sit at 8-6 on the season. Eight wins. The most they've got in a day this year. Next offering. Popped up. Foul territory. And then out of play on the third base side. Have now played on every day of the week after they battled the Loons on July 3rd. This past Monday, Fallon, a tight one, got walked off. Tuesday, 5-5. Wednesday, 3-11. Thursday, 7-7. 6-8 on Fridays. 7-5 on Saturdays. 8-6 on Sundays. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came in on the hands with the fastball. First strikeout for Mitch Myers, and he leads the base hit from Chase DeLauter, stranded. So we're tied at 2, heading to the last of the third at Jackson Field.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the third we go. Lansing trying to grab their first lead, tied at 2 on a sun-soaked Sunday afternoon. Appreciate you stopping in for Lugnuts Baseball. Colby Thomas leads off. Here comes the first pitch to the righty. Breaks in on the outside corner. Strike 1. He reached on catcher's interference in his first at-bat. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Balls, 2 strikes on Thomas. Well, if he's put it in play in this series, just coming up, he's been great. Getting hits and RBIs as well. Next pitch. On the ground, hit towards short, and it hops off the glove of Tolentino into left field. There you go. Put it in play. He gets aboard. That's going to be a base hit. It got by Frias at third. Tolentino had to just kind of wave at it and couldn't get the ball in the webbing. So a base hit again for Thomas.
Frias ran interference. I think if he stays closer to third base and just lets Tolentino handle, there might be a play to be made there.
Fifth hit in this series. Here's Brennan Malone from the right side. Throw back to first. And Thomas in there safely. That's, the first time he's had a hit that he doesn't have an RBI attached to it?
That's right. I guess it was due to happen at some point.
He did have to lead off, so he would have needed a home run. Messick throws. There goes the righty, there goes Thomas into second, and he's got a stolen base. So gets on base, and then swipes second. Good start here for Colby Thomas. His second stolen base with the Lansing Lugnuts. Just got promoted this week. Already has 5 hits. Has knocked in 2. Knocked in a few, rather. Pitches down in the zone, though. Strike 1.
Adam, is right now the best time for us to wish a happy birthday to Assistant General Manager Greg Kiger from his mom, Georgia Kiger.
Oh, that's a perfect time. Lefty Messick throws. Kick back off the inning. 1-2. Happy birthday, Greg Kiger. And should we tell her about what we did pregame?
Yes.
We have a pregame show down on the field. Jesse and I do. Just kind of previewing the game today and looking back at the game yesterday. And we had Christiana down there, the on-field host, to let us know the promotions that were going on. Once you pitch, that's inside. Ooh, and it gets the foot of Malone. Second batter for the Lugnuts today that's got hit in the foot. And Malone is headed up to first base. So two on, nobody out, 2-2 our score, bottom three. Greg has a very important job in the pregame show. He lets us know when we're live up on the video board because you and I are facing the camera, so he stands right in front of us. And pulled Christiana aside and said, I know you sing happy birthday in the sixth inning to a lucky fan, but could you sing it here once we're done with the pregame show? So, by the way, out there to take a peek at Brennan Malone is Eric Fast, the head athletic trainer. I'm still looking at him just beyond the first baseline. He's doing some stretches and some calf raises here to see if he's all right. Hopefully he can stay in this game because he just got promoted. Certainly don't want to fight an injury. He's going to take some jogs up the first baseline. And he's good to go. A little fist bump for Eric Fast. And he'll stand. So first and second, nobody out. So with Greg standing just beyond the camera, we sang and had the entire crowd sing him happy birthday to celebrate his birthday. Greg Kiger is the best. We love him here. Nice 1-2 tandem with Zach Clark, the GM. Here's Clark Elliott, first pitch. Low and outside, ball one. And his ears must have been burning because he just walked in here and gave us a little smack on the backs and left.
If he was walking past Carol at suite level, everybody up in suites can hear everything that we can say if you're near Carol.
1-0. Hard hit the other way. Diving stop and catch by Tolentino. He was shaded behind the bag at second and dove back to his shortstop position and makes the catch for the out. That robs the Lugnuts of another base hit and probably taking the lead.
Milan Tolentino has shown off before his defensive acumen and his athleticism. Clark Elliott was right on that ball. He stung it. And that's a really fine catch. And then fine awareness by the base runners. Thomas and Malone quickly get back.
So now here's the righty, C.J. Rodriguez. Lefty Messick throws. Hard hit. That's over the jumping third baseman Frias Fair down the line. Around third, here comes Thomas speeding in. Right behind him at third is Malone. And into second, C.J. Rodriguez. RBI double, 3-2, Nuts lead in the third. So it just came a pitch later, the Lugnut lead. And a perfect position ball from Rodriguez on the line drive right over Freehouse at third base. And Lansing has erased that two-run deficit, and they've scored three straight now.
It does look like that HBP was giving Brennan Malone trouble on his way from first to third base.
Hopefully he can stay in the game. Infield in, here's Aribe Alanjales. Twisted foul first base side. That would have been perfect because Bartlett is playing about 15, 20 paces off of first base. They're playing Anjales to pull the ball. Aribio, by the way, needs to get a new stick, so he'll trade out. Infield drawn in with Frias, Tolentino, Furman, and Bartlett from left to right. Lugnuts up 3-2, erasing a 2-0 deficit, and still only one out and runners at second and third. Anjales got a base hit in his first pitch, his first at bat in the second. Try to go after that first pitch there. Lefty Messick throws to the righty. Breaking ball hit right at the shortstop underneath Tolentino into left field. Malone scores. Rodriguez scampers to third. It's another error on the captains. Their third today. 4-2 Lugnuts. It just went right through the wickets.
Five hole. Exactly. It's five hole on Milan Tolentino. Made a great catch earlier in this inning. And that's a routine ground ball for a shortstop.
Well, and the Lugnuts took advantage of the error in the last half inning. They scored two runs. Already scored the run. Now they have another, still only one out, first and third. And here comes Max Muncy, who's been hitting the ball well. He stung one to center field in his first at-bat that was caught, and he ripped a liner right at Frias in the second. You know he's ready to deliver big here with runners at first and third, and that's why we get a visit on the mound and try and settle things down for Parker Messick, because the Nuts have been timing him up. I think that was just one of those instances, Jesse, where Tolentino had so many options on where to go, and he's trying to figure out what the best move is, and he just picked his head up before he actually had the baseball.
Great lapse in concentration. You go to step two before you've committed step one.
You got to crawl before you can walk.
Well, in this case, Parker Messick has to figure out how to keep the ball off Max Muncy's barrel, because Muncy has seen it so well out of his hand.
He's had a great series. Again, stung the ball hard today as well, but coming into today, 7 hits in this series, 4 runs, 4 doubles, a home run, and 4 driven in. He's got runners at first and third, one out, 4-2 Nuts, bottom three. Go back to first, and Angeles there in time, didn't even have to slide. The defense has gone back to pretty normal alignment, looking for a double play here. They do have Max shaded to pull with Furman, the second baseman, almost right behind second base. So right side is open. The pitch, hard hit down the third base side, and foul. Just by a few feet. Rolls its way out to Idrago. He'll toss it up to a lucky fan at Home Run Hill. And he is jubilantly running up with the baseball in his hand, showing off that he just got a free souvenir. No, it makes sense for Muncy just to hit one out there as well. There's more fans out there if he wants to send another one that way.
Wait, did you see what the kid did? Ran to the top of the hill and then rolled it down the hill to his friends.
The 0-1 pitch. That's inside. One ball, one strike. Well, you gotta have some fun with the baseball, play with your friends.
There is something about that shared experience, right? One kid got a ball, and if that kid's a good kid, then it's like everybody got a ball.
1-1. Bouncer off the plate. Weakly hit towards third. Gloved high. And the throw home from Messick in time as the tag is on Rodriguez from Donovan. And there is the second out. Angeles to second. Muncy safe on the fielder's choice at first. Muncy's got to be thinking, what do I have to do? He had 2 home runs that went foul yesterday on each side of the foul pole. Then he has the ball just land foul up the third base side and taps one into a second out. So now it's up to Caden Trenkel. This man is delivered. Lefty on lefty. Pitch home. Trenkel takes it outside. Ball one. HBP today by Trenkel. 2 run single by Trenkel. A home run, especially now with 2 runners on, would wrap up Midwest League Player of the Week in my mind. I don't know how you wouldn't give it to him with 5 home runs in a week. The pitch home. Lifted out to left. Won't be a home run. Coming in, Idrago towards the line. Has room and leans over. Makes the catch. Just in fair territory for the third and final out. But the Nuts are able to get 2 more runs. They've scored 2 in the second. Now 2 here in the third on 2 hits and an error. 4-2. Lansing doubling up. Lake County as we're off to the fourth.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips as identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The fourth we go, 4-2 Nuts leading. Mitch Myers, first pitch. And the breaking ball drops into the lefty, Jorge Burgos, strike one. It'll be 6, 7, and 8. Burgos followed by Will Bartlett and Joe Donovan. Next pitch, shot down the left field line, foul. The ball's two strikes on Burgos, grounded out to Max Muncy at short. That ball, by the way, pinged its way back off the high 23-foot wall in foul territory, and out to left field, and one of the relievers got out there before Elliott did, and he chucked it up the home run hill. They got another baseball up there. What an afternoon there happened. 0-2. Breaking ball, twisted out to left field. Coming over is Elliott, a slide, and that's into the corner foul as a cloud of dirt goes up. And Elliott could give another baseball. There it is. Back-to-back baseballs up for the youngsters. Home run hill. They had one in the last half inning. That's now three baseballs. It's got to be worth their trip to Jackson Field today. Burgos still sitting. No balls, two strikes. Good job by Lansing. Giving up two runs in the first and coming back and answering those two runs in the second and then two more in the third. They're up 4-2, out hitting the captain 6-5. The captain's out airing the Lugnuts 3-1. The pitch. Side. Lugnuts playing the lefty to pull. Big gap right up the middle. Pitch home. Up high. Touch inside. Two balls, two strikes. Burgos playing in his fifth game this week. 3-for-16, two runs, homer, five driven in, six strikeouts. Myers got his first strikeout to end the last inning. Pitch, line drive over the jumping Muncy at short into left field. So leadoff man is on. There's one thing we know. The captains aren't afraid to be trailing in this series. They showed that in a couple of games earlier this week, specifically Friday, where they were down all game and then they just kept coming back against the Nuts. And they like to score right after Lansing scores. Didn't score in the top of the third. Do it here in the fourth. The righty Will Bartlett. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball challenged him. He went after it. Strike one. Justin told you about it. Will Bartlett has struggled here in the month of July. And he's 0-for-11 in this series. He has walked three times. Six strikeouts. Scored two runs. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Rodriguez holds on. 0-2. Lugnuts win today. They would even the series at 3 apiece before we head into the All-Star break. Teams get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off. Throw back to first. Bautista there in time. And while you won't have minor league baseball, you get the All-Star game, you get the home run derby, and of course, you get the draft starting tonight at 7 o'clock, rounds 1 through 2. I guess I should say rounds 1 and 2. Pitch, low and outside. Then tomorrow will be an earlier start for the draft. 2 o'clock, rounds 3 through 10, and then the draft wraps up on Tuesday, starting at 2, rounds 11 through 20. So the Athletics have a ton of futures coming up. Here's a high throw back to first after the ball, and that late from Rodriguez, two balls, two strikes. So does that mean 21 picks for the Athletics with the extra competitive balance pick? Yes.
That's right.
So Oakland tonight will have three picks within what, the first 41 selections?
That's right. Pick 6, 39, and 41.
appreciate Jesse fact-checking.
That's right.
2-2. It's kicked back off the netting. So, sixth pick, 39th and 41st, just as he said. And we are very much paying attention to who they take. Can't wait for it. I'll be on ESPN tonight. The pitch, down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes against Will Bartlett here. 4-2 Nuts leading top 4. Sun still shining bright down at Jackson Field.
Will you have snacks at your draft party?
Well, my draft party is going to just be of one, I think. I know that sounds pretty lame. But I'm excited to just relax for a second. 3-2. Set as a throw over to first. Snacks? How about just dinner? It's like 7 o'clock. You going to have snacks?
Yeah, I'm going to have dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the snack, is dinner.
I made homemade Italian ices.
3-2. On the ground towards third, backhand stop by Winkler, bounces into his bare hand, throw across the diamond in time. Quick hands by Jack Winkler, and a great play at the hot corner, 2 away.
Well, that ball was sizzled. And so to go from the glove and then bouncing right into the bare hand, the throwing hand, that's spectacular hand-eye coordination. And then he handed that ball on a line across the diamond to Danny Bautista Jr. That's a perfect throw.
And that is the first down.
Poor Will Bartlett, still hitless.
I know, he's going to be thinking, what do I have to do? I'm going to stop and cheer, and Joe Donovan up to the plate. By the way, Burgos able to get to second base on that grounder. Donovan's had a tough series, just 1 hit, 11 tries, 2 hits. Tapper foul, third base side. You said you made what, ices?
Homemade Italian ices. Homemade chocolate Italian ices.
So this is like ice cream.
I'm a big Italian ice guy from the East Coast. So, yeah, if you get the right kind of flavor of Italian ice, it's a wonderful dessert in the summertime. And so I made chocolate.
That's awesome. 0-1 pitch. That's outside, and it gets away from C.J. Rodriguez to the backstop. So up to third base goes Burgos. Wild pitch moves him over, and the captains have their third run sitting 90 feet away. 4-2 Nuts leading, top 4. So that'll be for dessert.
It's a dessert thing.
So you guys have dinner ready, 7 o'clock, and then, you know, it's the first 2 rounds, so it's going to last a while. You're going to need some dessert. 1-1 pitch. Line drive out to center field, and it's down in front of Trinkle on one hop. In comes Burgos. RBI single. Joe Donovan, his first run knocked into the series. And it makes it 4-3. Lugnut's still in front, but just a run.
A player that I'm curious about, who I think that we'll hear his name today, probably sometime in the second round, is Zach Geloff's younger brother, Jake. Zach Geloff starring for the A's in AAA Las Vegas.
Would not be surprised if the A's have the opportunity if they bring another Geloff to the org because of, as you mentioned, how good older brother Zach has been. Visit to the mound by Don Schulze. Gonna talk to Mitch Myers here, trying to keep the lead. 1 out, 1 on. Cesar Hidrago, the 9-hitter, coming to the plate.
Let me ask you, Director of Broadcasting at Central Michigan University, anybody out of Mount Pleasant that you think is going to hear their name called in the first 20 rounds? And the only 20 rounds, just to be clear, in the Major League Baseball draft over the next 3 days.
I don't think so. They didn't have that star-studded guy this year, but they had a lot of good players. I think there's some future talent there, but I don't think this year. They had a couple guys go in the top 10 rounds last year. 3 guys, actually.
That's awesome. I think we saw a Chippewa earlier this year in the Midwest League.
Jacob Marcy's doing well for Fort Wayne. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, twisted back, foul, strike one to Cesar Hidrago. So we'll see what happens, but make sure you follow along. Draft tonight, 7 o'clock. And what's cool, too, is the A's draft. Usually those guys have a chance to come to Lansing this year. 0-1. Down low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Now, the only difficult part is the draft is a little bit later this year, so you might only get them for a small stint or be at the end of the year, but we'll see what happens. And certainly, potential candidates for next year's team. 1-1. Breaking ball outside corner, strike two to the lefty, Cesar Ytrango.
Yeah, on that note, look back to last year's A's draft. First rounder Daniel Susak on these lug nuts. Second rounder, supplemental Clark Elliott, he's in left field. Third rounder, Colby Thomas, he's in right field. Fourth rounder, Jacob Waters, in the rotation.
1-2, it's down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And that's what's great, is you get those top prospects that the A's select that are expecting to get up to the big leagues. They're giving the biggest signing bonuses too. And then you get to see them here in Lansing and evolve up the system, the AA in Midland and AAA in Las Vegas. 2-2 pitch. Up high, Rodriguez has to come out of his crouch to catch it, 3-2.
Good things already for the sixth rounder Malone. And the guy who's taking all the spotlight right is the ninth rounder from last year, Caden Trenkel.
Myers 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the high fastball. Second strikeout for Myers. I think that's a big out here as you go back to the top of the order, and here comes Nate Furman. Again, those top round picks usually come up to Lansing. Might start in Stockton depending on their experience and where they're at. Things will get that all figured out, but tonight we will learn of the first three new members to the Oakland Athletics organization, as will the rest of the teams that have a couple of picks. Lefty to the plate, the first pitch from the righty on the outside corner, strike one.
Remember the Crosstown Showdown at the very start of the year? A couple of Spartans, Mitch Jebb and Brock Radenberg. I'm curious to see where they'll go.
0-1 pitch, up high outside. Michigan's program, too. I mean, you're talking in-state. Just talked about Clark Elliott, some of the recent Wolverines that have come through and been drafted. Good talent here in the state of Michigan. 1-1 pitch. Popped up center field. Trenkel over to his right. And the Oklahoma State Cowboy makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the fourth. So the Captains do get two hits and a run, but Lansing still leads 4-3. Trivia time in the bottom of the fourth coming up next.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the last of the fourth, Lansing leading 4-3. They've scored 2 runs in their last 2 half innings. We'll see if they can get any here. Jack Winkler leads off against the lefty Parker Messick. First pitch. The right-hander takes a breaking ball in there. Strike one. Winkler and Bautista, the only two that didn't bat in the last half inning. Danny will bat second. Colby Thomas will follow. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Drops out of the zone. No balls, 2 strikes. Winkler today, 1-for-2. Fly out and a base hit. Bright yellow batting gloves wrapped around his stick. The pitch. Checked it, went around. That's strike three. Couldn't hold up. One down, and that is the first strikeout for Parker Messick. All right, Jesse, let's do trivia here.
Let's go.
The Oakland Athletics have the sixth overall pick tonight. Who was the last sixth overall pick taken by the Oakland Athletics? First pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Hint. Oh, yes. He was a former Lansing Lugnut. How about that? Trying to make your life easier. 1-0. Breaking ball drops in. One ball, one strike. Jesse knows this answer.
Yeah. You ask that and I go, oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who it is. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bautista fooled. So who was the last sixth overall pick taken by the Oakland Athletics? You can tweet at Jesse and I. You can tweet wherever you want, whoever you want. But if you want to answer the trivia question, tweet at us, at Adam Jaxa, at Jake Oldstress. Pitch home. Bouncing ball over towards first. Gloved by Bartlett. Underhand toss on the run to Messick. Covering, tags the bag with the right foot. Two outs. Or go ahead and send in your email responses to jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Again, who was the last sixth overall pick by the Oakland Athletics? This will be their third sixth overall selection that they've had in their franchise's history. Here's Colby Thomas. Triple there for Colby Thomas. You talk about the tools, there is the speed.
If you're Cesar Jorgo, you have to be aware of that and understand you cannot gamble in that spot. A gamble means big time problems. A ball's gonna fall in front of you. But the second that he gave the risk and it got by him, well, Colby Thomas saw his chance and he put the foot on the accelerator.
Brennan Malone steps in. First pitch outside, ball one. So first triple as a Lugnut for Colby Thomas. Second pitch, Brennan Malone pops it up, center field. DeLauder under it, over to his left, calls off the right fielder. Burgos makes the catch, and that will do it. So the Nuts get the triple, leave Thomas stranded. We will head to the fifth, 4-3, Lugnuts leading Lake County.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will.i.am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers really had to persevere to get through a lot of pitches in a long first inning. But in the end, the Lugnuts right-hander gives them 4 innings of work, 7 hits, 3 runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. He is done. Following 89 pitches, Christian Fernandez checks in 4. Lugnuts 4, Captains 3. We start up the 5th inning from Lansing, Michigan at Jackson Field. The righty Fernandez deals to Tolentino, DeLauder, and Lampe. 2, 3, and 4, all left-handed batters. The pitch. The breaking ball curves down. Ball 1 on Milan Tolentino. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks for joining me. The kick and the pitch. Inside corner, strike called by Brandon Tipton. Fernandez's second outing in this series. It's his 17th appearance overall for the year. 9 out of the pen. Kicks and offers. Tolentino whacks it foul to the left. off the windows of the clubhouse, bouncing down, right down the stairs, and then what a ricochet to a youngster. A couple of hops right down the aisle, hit off the seats in front of him, bounced right back into his arms. And one ball, two strikes, and Tolentino. Milan Tolentino, the shortstop. 0-for-2 with a fly out and a ground out. Fernandez winds, throws, the curve ball grounded foul right side. Keep it right here. For the captains, two runs in the very first inning. Took a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second. Caden Trenkel tied the score there with a 2-run single. Lugnuts added 2 in the bottom of the third inning to grab the lead. And then the captains halved it on a Joe Donovan RBI single in the fourth. So here we are in the fifth on a beautiful day in Lansing. The pitch to Tolentino, up and inside, ball 2. Those clouds are hanging in the sky, cumulus clouds above in the blue sky, and it's like this day has been painted for us. Nice and warm. The pitch. Smacked off the mound, skipping into center field, a base hit. Caden Trenkel up with it, gets it in. And it's a leadoff single for Tolentino, his first hit of the game. Eighth hit overall for Lake County. On the batter now, Chase DeLauder, who has 2 of those 8 hits. Double in the first, run scored. Single in the third, stranded in scoring position. DeLauder now with Lake County, 13-for-30. Left-handed batter with a lot of power. Fernandez offers. Fastball for a caught strike on the outside corner. Nobody out, Tolentino leading away from first base. He has 10 steals this year. He has not been caught. The pitch. DeLauder lays off speed away. Joe Lampe is waiting on deck. Pulling up the 2022 MLB draft tracker. Let me tell you about DeLauder. Spin, a throw over to first base. Tolentino back in. Chase DeLauder entering the draft. CBS Sports last year had him rated the number 2 player in the country, the number 2 draft prospect. He has hit some more. And he was a great two-way player. The pitch, taken for a count strike in the outside corner. So last year he got off to a tough start in the college season for JMU. And then later he broke his foot, came back from a fractured foot. And he still hit .437 last year. There's the 1-2. Up high and outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The big knock about DeLauder going into the draft was that his footwork at home plate is unusual. It's unorthodox. The back foot generally tends to lose its plant. As Adam and I have seen, forget the foot, the barrel finds the ball, right? There comes the 2-2. Now back to our left. So that scouts, that hitting instructors can look at his mechanics and say, will it play at the upper levels? Will it play in the major leagues? But he hit his way to James Madison, and now he's hitting his way in the minors. Limited time. Started off the year on the injured list, rehabbed his way to Lake County. Here he is. Hits throughout the series. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. He's worked the count full. Last year, 118 plate appearances, 7 more walks than strikeouts. Well, DeLauder the batter, Tolentino at first. Nobody out. Count is full. Lake County down 4-3. Joe Lampe, dangerous Arizona State Sun Devil, waits on deck. Spin, pickoff, move over. Throw gets right past Danny Bautista Jr. It's off the tarp toward the bullpen. Tolentino speeds around second base. Goes a third of the way to third. Draws the throw over. Cut off by pitcher Fernandez. Tolentino in a scoring position at second. On the throwing error by Christian. Well, a runner in scoring position for a batter who knocked in 4 runs yesterday. Nobody out in the fifth, and Lake County has the tying run 180 feet away. Kid goes rolling all the way down Home Run Hill out beyond the left field wall. Fernandez comes set at the belt. 3-2 pitch for DeLauder. Here it is. It's the curveball, and it's fouled away to the left. Spoiled it. That pitch was going to end up on the outside corner. Fernandez originally signed as an international free agent by the Tampa Bay Rays. Traded last year to the Oakland A's. Let's it fly. Golfed in the air out to right field. Thomas's first step was in, but that baseball sails over his head. A base hit. DeLauder heads for second base. Thomas's throw in. Knocked down by shortstop Muncy. DeLauder has the stand-up double as Tolentino stops at third. Milan Tolentino only made it 90 feet because of Thomas's first move. Thought that Thomas was going to catch that ball with ease, and then the ball just kept on going, carried right over him. So Tolentino doesn't score, but DeLauder has his second double of the game and his third hit of the game. As we said, the man keeps on hitting. Second and third, nobody out for Joe Lampe. That was off speed down from Fernandez, and he went down and got it. Wind up, and the pitch. Lampe breaks his bat, popping it up at home plate. Caught by C.J. Rodriguez. There is a very big out number one. Next up, Dion Frias. 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout.
Yeah, if there's a force there too, CJ maybe thinks about dropping it, but second and third, take the easy out.
The windup and the pitch. Down and in, ball one. I mean, not too often that you'll see a ball that didn't go that far up into the air either and sawed off Lampe. 1-0. Frias pops it up, foul, back our way to our left. There it comes, and ricocheting down. And then a couple of times, first in front of a fan, behind a fan, he finally played it on the third carom in his row. Had his glove out and everything. Count is one ball and one strike on Frias. Fernandez offers. The curveball's outside. Ball two. Frias, the native of Colombia. Open stance from the left, a switch hitter. Here it comes. He skies it on the left side into foul ground. Third baseman Winkler and catcher Rodriguez over. It's Winkler with the grab, and nobody's covering home. So at third base, Tolentino tags, and he sprints in to score. Tie game 4-4 on a sacrifice foul pop-out. Well, Rodriguez and Winkler, the catcher and the third baseman, came over, and that means that somebody, whether pitcher Fernandez or first baseman Batista Jr., has to get over and cover home plate with a runner at third base. Nobody did.
It's a sack fly, right?
It sure is. RBI Frias. Now Jorge Burgos with DeLauder at second. The pitch, a check swing foul, rolling left side. Heads up play for Tolentino.
That's a great play by Tolentino, and just a lapse right there. That's Fernandez. It's got to go cover. You see both your catcher and your third baseman go over there. You got to get to home plate.
And a one. DeLauder runs, breaks low, throw down to third base. The tag, not in time. DeLauder the steal. Chase DeLauder nabs the theft of third base. He's 90 feet away from giving Lake County the lead. Adam, you named Fernandez. I also think Danny Batista Jr. What else is he doing down at first base over there, right? Here comes the 1-1. Burgos breaks his bat, grounding weakly right side. It is Batista Jr. grabs, feeds the pitcher covering. And Fernandez to first base for out number three. Well, Lake County put runners in second and third with nobody out. They get one run. And in very peculiar fashion to boot. The game is tied 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, from Lansing's Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Sacrifice foul pop out for the Lake County Captains has tied up the game at 4-4. The bottom of the fifth will see these Lansing hitters, Elliot Rodriguez and Anales. The pitch to Clark Elliott. Breaking ball from Parker Messick, waved at and missed, strike one. Curve starting him. Lefty-lefty, Messick from the third base side of the rubber, kicks and offers. The breaking ball hit high and deep, hooking down the right field line. Back toward the pole, it's foul. Clark Elliott has one home run as a professional. Came earlier this year with Stockton, making a bid for his second. No balls, two strikes. The game tied 4-4. Well, Parker Messick prone to giving up the home run ball to boot. This is his fourth inning of work in this game. Messick, a high draft pick out of Florida State, lets it fly. Hit of the air and foul off the left side. Second rounder last year, Messick, out of Plant City, Florida. Growing up, competitors against the Lugnuts, Danny Bautista Jr. from a young age. Two-strike pitch from Messick, fastball up and away, and taken for ball one. Having a look around the rest of the Midwest League here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Messick to the plate to Elliott. That's popped up in the infield. Elliott fires his bat down. It's the second baseman, Furman, who takes charge and makes the grab in between first and second. Elliott is out number one. C.J. Rodriguez comes up next. Well, entering today here in the second half, you know who the best team is in the Midwest League? The Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Their record here in the second half is 10-4. Messick throws. C.J. Rodriguez takes ball one up and away. Tie game, 4-4, one out, nobody on, home fifth inning. Rodriguez, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Had a run scored. The pitch, inside, and two balls, no strikes. Well, Fort Wayne today, hosting the West Michigan Whitecaps in the free game of the day for all of MILB TV. Valley Live, minor league baseball. It's the game that they're spotlighting. 2-0. Rodriguez skies this one on the left side of the diamond. The third baseman, Frias, comes toward the pitcher's mound. He accepts. Back-to-back pop-outs give Parker Messick the first two outs of the bottom of the fifth. West Michigan currently leading in Fort Wayne 3-1, bottom of the seventh at Parkview Field. Although the Whitecaps only have three hits in that game. West Michigan comes in at 6-8 so far in the second half. Messick throws to Aribiel Anales. Curved him to start things off, called strike on the inside corner.
Every time you say Parker Messick, I just think of the former Whitecap, Parker Meadows.
There comes the 0-1. It's butted up the third base side. Frias attacks, lets it roll. It rolls and rolls and rolls. And it went foul just in front of the base. At the very last second, that ball took a veer and a left turn. And simply strike two for Anales.
That's too bad for Anales. All you need is it to stay fair. If it hits the bag when it's fair, it's a fair ball, even if it goes foul. But it just crossed the line before it hit the pillow.
4-4, Lugnuts and Captains, last of the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan. Two outs, nobody on for the number 9 hitter. Annalise is 1-for-2 with a single and a run. The pitch, inside, ball 1. Great Lakes hammered Dayton in the first 4 games of their series, won them all. Lost yesterday to the Dragons, and they're losing today too in Dayton, 8-3. Justin Robleski is getting knocked around again. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball hit in the air to center field for Chase DeLauder. Backs up, reels it in. Side retired. 3 up and 3 down go the Lugnuts against Messick in a perfect bid. Onward to the 6th from Jackson Field. 4-4, Lugnuts and Captains.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
For the 6th inning, Lansing Lugnuts 4, Lake County Captains 4. Christian Fernandez back to the hill for a 2nd inning of work. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. 7-8-9, here's Will Bartlett, followed by Donovan and Adroga. Righty, righty. Fernandez winds, throws. Starts him off with a cold strike on the outside corner. The bender. Bartlett is grounded out twice, 1-to-short, 1-to-3rd. He's bent, stands slightly open. Pitch on its way. Low. A 1-ball, 1-strike. Capital City Market, Kids Day today in Lansing, Michigan. And that means the kids run the bases after the game, followed by an extra inning of free ice cream across the street at Capital City Market. Kick, the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Strike 2. Adam, have you partook in any of that free ice cream across the street yet? We need to get you in on this.
I thought you were going to ask.
Curveball outside, ball 2.
If I've run the bases, I have done neither.
Gotta get you in. Here's the 2-2. Popped up high into the air and foul, back and out of play. There it comes, dropping down into the stands. 2 balls, 2 strikes, it holds. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the 6th, Bartlett leading on. Lake County and Lansing nodded at 4.
Feel like a cheat. I don't have a child to take over there. It's for the kids.
Well, but hang on, though. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball bounces in, ball 3. Now, for running the bases, it would look awful, unusual if you were out there running around. That's for the kids. Kids run the bases. But the ice cream is free for everybody.
I know, but I'd still feel kind of bad going over there with no kiddo. Maybe I'll adopt a lawn for the afternoon.
Here's the full cap pitch. Up and inside, Fernandez walks Bartlett. And the first man is on in the 6th inning for Lake County. That's what we've got going on here today. A day dedicated to families on Sunday. Very different feel. The last day, summertime at the ballpark. And the inflatables are bouncing up beyond the left field wall, out behind Home Run Hill and the video board. Big red and black bounce house, the inflatable gigantic slide. Fernandez to Joe Donovan, righty to righty. Strike 1 called, inside corner.
Tell you what, that slide in the little jumping zone looks pretty enticing out there in left field.
Who are you trying to entice?
There's a little boy behind us up here that I think would enjoy himself.
There's the strike one pitch. Fouled back. No balls, two strikes on Joe Donovan, who's today's buddy's three strikes pizza hitter.
Applesauce and food first, then maybe go bounce up and down, right?
Applesauce is a comfort food, my friend. 4-4 the score. Fernandez checks over his shoulder at Bartlett. Two steals and three attempts this year. At 0-2 pitch for Donovan. Broken down and away, blocked down well by Rodriguez. Donovan takes ball one. Good game at home plate for Joe Donovan. Single in the second, RBI single in the fourth. New baseball is brought to the home plate umpire Tipton Bun from the bat boy Ethan. Ethan's father, by the way, is an accomplished photographer, Steve, and he shot earlier in the series, and he shot, among others, the umpires. Here's the 1-2. Fouled straight back. Great photographs of this umpire crew of Tipton and Patterson to share. You know, we get action shots of the players, the fans. Why not get the umpires involved? Wind is tugging in on the American flag hanging high above the right field wall and the big Lansing BWL sign. At first base, Bartlett, nobody out. Fernandez's pitch, curveball outside, ball two. Bottom part of the Lake County order here. The number nine hitter, Adrogo, waits on deck. Fernandez only one double play ball induced this season. Pickoff throw over. Bartlett got back in. Joe Donovan out of Clarendon Hills, Illinois. And from there to Ann Arbor to become a Michigan Wolverine. The 2-2 pitch. Donovan swings and misses. Fernandez records his first strikeout. And there's one away in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Cesar Edroga. Edrogo is 0-2. Double play grounder, strikeout, swinging. That against the starter, Myers. He takes ball one outside. By the way, looking up Clarendon Hills, Joe Donovan's hometown, that is due west of Chicago. It is directly in Chicagoland. Switch hitting Edrogo, waits, the pitch. He lifts it up in the sky and fell off the left side. Winkler's out of real estate. Ball's bouncing up into the Pepsi porch, high off the brick, and then back down again. One ball and one strike on the left fielder, Edrogo. One on, one gone. Tie game, 4-4 in the sixth. Here's the pitch to the captain's left fielder. Broke it low. Two balls, one strike. Edrogo from San Antonio de Maturin. Meanwhile, Fernandez on the mat out of Cabimas, Venezuela, deals. Foul tipped into then out of the mid of the catcher, Rodriguez. That really hurt CJ. Stunned that left hand. Two balls and two strikes. The athletic trainer, Eric Fast, is walking down the dugout to see if his services are needed for CJ at home plate. Starts to walk up the dugout steps. And here comes Eric.
Thankless job being a catcher. Man, they take a lot of foul balls and nicks and dings and putting their body on the line back there.
I don't know, man. I see catchers get thanked a whole lot. But it's painful. As CJ's tended to, Adam, I mapped out how far it is between, let's say, San Antonio de Maturin, the hometown for Cesar Edrogo, and Cabimas, Venezuela, the hometown for Christian Fernandez. Fernandez, the pitcher. Edrogo, the batter. It's 15 and a half hours if you're going to try to drive it. It is right across the north part of Venezuela.
That's a haul.
Yes, Kabimus is up in the very northwest quadrant. North-northwest. And meanwhile, San Antonio de Maturin is up toward the northeast, closer to Trinidad and Tobago. So these two come ways apart. But the native Venezuelans matching up here on the top of the sixth inning. There are three different Venezuelan position players on these captains. Jorge Burgos also in the lineup today. 2-2 pitch to Cesar Ojogo. Called strike three on the outside corner. A beauty of a curveball, and the native of Cabimas wins the battle. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fernandez. So that brings up Nate Furman. By the way, if you were looking for a stop in between Cabimas and San Antonio de Maturin, go to Jorge Burgos' hometown of Barquisimeto. It's along the route. The pitch, Furman takes a called strike from Fernandez. The pace of this game has been grinding at times, and yet not as high scoring as yesterday, which ended up a 12-11 Lake County win. There have been runners all over the bases, but it's 4-4 in the sixth. Fernandez offers. Strike two called on the outside corner. There's that great curve again.
And just a lot of long at-bats. Foul balls. Guys working the counts.
Credit these batters. Nate Furman, the native of Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. At first base, Will Bartlett. Remember, he worked the walk on the full count pitch to begin the inning, and he has stayed right there, held on by Batista Jr. 4-4. Two outs for Lake County. Furman, the leadoff man, 1-for-3, batting left. The set. On the pitch. Ground ball foul right side. Fernandez got right in on the hands with that fastball.
I think Joe Lampe's 12th pitch at bat in the first took our first hour as it was.
Yes. And then it finished off with Lampe grounding one past Danny Batista Jr. and into right field, scoring Furman and DeLauder for the first two runs. But Lansing tied the score in the bottom of the second on the Trenkle two-run single. Lugnut scored two in the bottom of the third for the lead. Solo tallies in the fourth and the fifth for the captains, tying the score. By the way, Nate Furman's hometown, southwest of Philadelphia, Brookhaven. And that suburban area. At 0-2 from Fernandez. Long hold. Here it comes. Buried it. There goes Bartlett for second base, and no throw by Rodriguez. Adam, I think that was a dirt read. That Bartlett saw that that ball came bouncing in, and he said, I'm getting that base, and he's into scoring position. Yes, indeed, it's a wild pitch for Fernandez. That's good base running. Base hit for Furman, and Lake County could take the lead back. A one ball, two strike pitch from Fernandez. Curve ball bounced foul off the left side. A hanging curve that was up. Furman tried to punch it. On deck, Milan Tolentino. And then after him, the trouble. I could say the trouble, Chase DeLauder. Again, try the 1-2 for Nate Furman. Popped up but fouled, backing out of play to the left side.
Here we go again. Foul ball after foul ball, long at bats.
You said it. Mitch Myers needed 89 pitches to get through four innings, the Lugnut starter. Christian Fernandez right now is unofficially at 45 pitches. Has it signed from Rodriguez. Bartlett at second. Tie game, two outs in the sixth. Christian throws. Furman hits a fly ball to left center field. Trenkle to his right, rounding forward. The call and the catch. Overlapping with Clark Elliott from left. The side is retired. The threat is averted. So Fernandez had to work for it, but in the end, he strands the leadoff walk in scoring position. On regard to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's a 4-4 score. Caps and Lugnuts.
All right, crew, let's get it done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small,
Your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's a 4-4 game, Lugnuts and Captains, and the top of the order is coming up for the home sixth. That's Muncy Trenklin Winkler against the lefty Parker Messick. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa alongside. First pitch, Max Muncy takes ball one up and away. Curveball from Messick. Messick worked 5 innings as the starter on the 4th of July. Here's his 5th inning of work out of the pen today. Deals. Breaking ball waved at and missed. 1-1. Muncy is 0-3. And just to give you a hint of how this game has gone. 0-3 in the first 3 innings. The kick, the toss. Inside. 2-1. Lined out to very deep center field in the first. Lined out hard to the third baseman in the second inning. And then in the third inning, a fielder's choice. So the Lugnuts sent 6 batters to the plate in the first, did not score. They sent 8 batters to the plate in the second, or I should say 7 batters to the plate in the second, plated 2. The pitch, Muncy swings and misses the breaker, 2-2. They sent 7 more to the plate in the third inning. They scored 2. In the fourth inning, 4 batters, they stranded a triple by Thomas, 1-2-3 in the fifth. Messick deals. Dropped it in there for a called strike 3. And Messick has his 2nd strikeout. 1 away in the home 6th inning. Messick is getting better and better as this game has progressed. And now he takes on Caden Trenkel. Lefty deals to lefty. Trenkel takes ball 1. Tried to start him off with that good off speed again. Trenkel is 1-2 with a hit by pitch, a 2-run single, and a fly out to left. 4-4, tie game, the deal. Broke it high. 2-0. Third baseman Frias way off his line, deep toward the shortstop hole. The pitch grabs the outside corner. Strike call. Meanwhile, the shortstop Tolentino is right up the middle. Now the outfield is playing very deep against Trenkel. Action in the Lugnuts pen. A hitter's pitch on 2-1. Breaking ball missed inside. 3-0.
Well, this would be the pitch you feel like he could attack, Jesse, with how well he's hit it in this series. Going to be a good count or a good pitch to get, you'd think.
Here it comes from Messick. And it's right there at the knees. Strike 2 called. It's Stevie Emanuels, the 6'5 right-hander from Washington, warming up in the Lugs pen. 1 out, nobody on. Time granted to Trenkel before this payoff from Messick.
Well, Lugnuts are thinking, let's go Emanuels to Baum, but they're hoping they can get a run in here to have him, Baum, come in and try and get that next 11th save.
Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Messick strikes at Trenkel. Got him with the off-speed in. And that's back-to-back strikeouts of Muncy and Trenkel to open up the 6th inning for Parker Messick. Sean Rapp, the southpaw, warms up in the Lake County bullpen. And ideally for the captains, Messick would wrap up the 6th, his 5th inning of work, and then Rapp gets the 7th. Messick to Jack Winkler. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Fastball exploded past him. 4-4 the score. 2 outs, nobody on. At 0-1, fastball came up and inside. 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Lake County. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Lugnuts. Second baseman Furman now up the middle. Winkler sprays it down the right field line toward the corner. That ball is off the glove of the leaping Burgos and down. Burgos hits the wall. He's down. Winkler sprints around second. He's hustling for third. Windmill from Conklin. He's heading for the plate, beer-headed. And the throw is late. He scores. 5-4, Lugnuts. Burgos still down, out at the wall in the right field corner. It's an inside-the-park home run for Jack Winkler. And now medical attention paid to Jorge Burgos, who went leaping up on the warning track. The ball hit off his glove, then he collided with the wall. One of the two athletic trainers for the captains, Derek Diaz, is hustling out there. All the while, for the Lugnuts, their head athletic trainer, Eric Fast, is making his way out to see if he can assist. For Jack Winkler, it's his third home run of the year. And what a spot. And what a circumstance. 5-4 Lugnuts. The inside the park home run by Winkler. That was slicing away from Jorge Burgos, chasing it into the right field corner, went hopping up right at the wall. The ball hit his glove. It bounced away, and then he hit that wall. And we go back to yesterday when Christian Cairo had to depart injury precaution for Lake County. And here's another fluky sort of play, the sort of play that you might never see, and it's another injury for the captains. So Eric Fast on hand, Derek Diaz tending to the injured Burgos. The head groundskeeper, Joe Troutner, is out, along with the assistant general manager for the Lugnuts, Greg Kiger. Will Bartlett, meanwhile, the first baseman for Lake County, has gone jogging over. The other outfielders are on hand, the shortstop, Milan Tolentino. They're all there, but they all have to give way. They have to give space so that Derek Diaz can take care of Jorge Burgos. Down the third base side in foul ground, Joe Lampe is warming up over here. He started the game as the DH.
Yeah, this doesn't look good.
No. Now, Joe Troutner, the head groundskeeper, is heading toward the rampway on the left side.
He's going to open that up. They might have to get some assistance.
Burgos is stretched out on his back, flexing his knees up. And in fact, they have called the whole ground crew over to help out in their bright red shirts. This comes with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning in Lansing, Michigan. Lugnuts leading 5-4. Burgos is now sitting up. He's looking down. All of his weight is resting back on his palms. Eric Fast standing over as Derek Diaz, the Lake County athletic trainer, is looking him right in the eye, taking good care of him. And then behind Derek Diaz, behind Eric Fast, there's the Lugnuts general manager, Zach Clark, and the assistant general manager, Greg Kiger. They have opened up the rampway down the left side.
Yeah.
And they've got the gator.
Not gonna be able to walk back. It's tough.
The last time that we saw this, Adam, it reminds me of the 4th of July in 2022 with Lawrence Butler getting injured, stealing second base for the Lugnuts. And once again, they had to take him off the field. There's that moment where the competition ceases, where it stops being two teams playing one another, and you're all baseball players feeling for each other. Burgos lifted up. He's currently standing. Diaz at his right shoulder, Fast at his left shoulder. And they're helping him out of the gator.
Good news is no brace or anything, and he got on there under his own power. But you're in the deepest part of the park. I'm going to help you back to help you back to the dugout, at least.
Jorge Burgos, having such a great series early on, remember? He hit the two-run homer on the 5th of July. He knocked in all three runs for Lake County to help the Captains beat the Lugnuts 3-2. He's young. He's 21 years old.
And it looks like Jake Fox is going to take his place. At least he's going to be the next addition to the outfield.
Right. So with the Drogo in left, DeLauder in center, Fox, do they put Fox in right, keep DeLauder in center? Do they move Fox in the center, move DeLauder to right?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, looks like Fox is going to take right field in a straight switch. Well, look, for you and me, Adam, we've enjoyed having Lake County here. Let me tell you, they're a pleasure of a coaching staff for me to deal with. And if I was the Lake County Captains, I would want to get as far as possible away from Lansing, Michigan because of what has occurred health-wise over the course of this series. Success-wise on the field, they've won 3 out of the first 5 games. They win today, they win 4 out of 6. The Gator has brought Burgos in front of his dugout, third base side. Derek Diaz helps him out. And now down the dugout steps and off toward the clubhouse to receive medical attention. Joe Trattner, the head groundskeeper now, a 3-point turn to clear that gator off the playing surface. It's been a long time for Parker Messick without throwing a pitch, so the lefty is going to get a couple of warm-ups in. Adam, how about 2 inside-the-park home runs in the same series for the Lugnuts, one in the opener, Junior Perez, and one here in the finale from Jack Winkler.
I mean, it could have been the second inside-the-park home run today. We saw one earlier, a triple where Thomas, if he's sent, he probably scores because of the relay getting kicked around, but that wasn't until after the fact. But yes, indeed. Remember, last year they were back-to-back days with Denzel Clark. It's a hitter-friendly park for a reason. And that's a big run. They put Lansing in front.
Danny Bautista Jr. is the batter. Right-handed hitter, lefty Messick, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch, he fouls it straight back. Strike 1. 5-4, Lugnuts leading on the Winkler inside the park home run. Second baseman Furman up the middle. Pitch, up high and outside. 1-1. Back to baseball. Messick winds and throws. High and away. 2-1. Earlier today, Danny Bautista Jr. already extended his hitting streak up to 9 games. He has hit 17 of his last 18. Fouls this pitch back and away. Over the netting, off the sweet level and down into the seating bowl. 2-2. Messick with the Sox pulled up, rocks, deals. Head of the air out to right field. Chance for Jake Fox immediately. Makes the catch, inning over. Ball finds you, ball finds you. Well, when we go to the 7th inning, Jake Fox batting in that Jorge Burgos spot. He'll be due to bat 5th. Adam Jacks will have the call, and the Lugnuts have the lead. Jack Winkler's inside the park home run puts the Lugnuts in front 5-4 for Lake County through 6 innings from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slow, so I accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Two-thirds of the way home in the series finale today at Jackson Field, and Lansing has grabbed a one-run lead on an inside-the-park home run from Jack Winkler. That's his third home run of the season, and it's the second inside-the-park home run in this series for the Nuts. It's Milan Tolentino that steps in from the left side. The first pitch, Stevie Emmanuel's into the game, and the righty throws it in there, strike one. So Emmanuel's takes over for Christian Fernandez. Ready kicks and throws. Down low, one ball, one strike. So for Fernandez, he went two innings. Gave up two hits, one run, which was earned with a walk and two strikeouts. The pitch, shot foul, left field side. One and two. Emmanuel's wears number 32, 6'5", 225-pound, 24-year-old out of Bellevue, Washington. Fifth round selection in the final round in 2020. Pitch, fastball wide, two balls, two strikes. Emmanuel's has been good since coming back from the IL where he started the year. Four-seam fastball, curve, change, and a slider. Diagonally standing, throws home. Popped up, left center field, not deep. Coming in is Elliott underneath of it and makes the catch in left field. One down. Well, it has been Lake County that has three one-run wins in this series. Lansing is hoping they can get their first one-run win. And they do. It would be a three-game split in this six-game set. Now here comes the lefty, Chase DeLauder. He's had an excellent series. The pitch, swing and a miss. Came out of his stance, strike one. Three for three today, double, single, double. Also swept a bag, scored a run. 5-4 Nuts, top seven. Lake County out hitting Lansing, 10-8. The pitch. Popped out to right center field. That ball carrying and heading towards the gap. It's down off the base of the wall as it ricochets around. DeLauder is around second. He's headed to third. No throw from Anjeles. It's a stand-up triple for Chase DeLauder. What a series he is having. That's now 11 hits in 18 at-bats. He's got five doubles and now a triple in this series. That ball just took off. It didn't look like it was hit all the way out to the 407 marker, but it was right under where it's labeled 407. In the corner, in the right center, the walls come to a corner. That's where it hit the base of the wall. Here's Joe Lampe from the left side. One out, the pitch home. Breaks in there, strike one. Emmanuel's, through his five appearances in nine innings, has not allowed a run yet this season. 10 strikeouts, two walks. The tying run at second base with one out. Pitch home. Checked it, didn't go around, one ball, one strike. And Lampe has had just as good of a series, if not better, than DeLauder. He's 10 for 23, three runs, knocked in one, four doubles. As good of a series as he's had, only one RBI. If he got his second, it'd be a big one. A pitch, a little bit wide, 2-1. Remains a beautiful day out there. The sun has been out in full force all Sunday on this July 9th, 2023. Creeping up just short of 80 degrees. Some clouds up there, big, thick cumulus ones. The pitch, hard hit, first base side into the Lugnuts pen. John Beller had to jump out of the way. Is that caroms out to right field? Colby Thomas pops it up to the longer burn in right center. A young fan. Two balls, two strikes on the lefty. Joe Lampe reached on an error, grounded out, and popped up right in front of the plate to C.J. Rodriguez. His three at-bats. A break even. Up high outside. 3-2. In a back-and-forth game, in a back-and-forth series, captains have won the last two nights. Lansing looked like they were ready to take three of the first four until the captains came storming back, erased 2 5-run deficits to win 9-8 on Friday. 3-2 pitch. And time was called before it. Emmanuel's with his arms out. Doesn't like it. And the Lugnuts dugout wondering what's happening. They have had a tough day with Chad Patterson. Thought that he missed a call earlier in the game. That was ball five with the bases loaded. That would have walked in a run. Didn't get the call. Ron Whitmire, hitting coach, was ejected. So the 3-2 pitch again. Kicked back foul up towards the suites over the roof and out of play. That was way back in the first inning where Lansing left the bases loaded. Trankel, Bautista, and Thomas. And then Malone, after ball four wasn't given, flew out on the next pitch. 3-2. Inside corner called, strike three. Big first strikeout for Stevie Emmanuel's, two away. And now here's Diane Frias. The pitch, check swing, strike one. By the way, I apologize, I missed this. They ruled it a ground rule double. Chase DeLauder is on second, so the ball kicked around over there in right field and went out of play, even though it stayed in play in the outfield for Trankel and Thomas. So he is at second base, not third. And that is third double today. Pitch, up high, a bit inside, 1-1. So a favorable hop for the Nuts. Keeps it a double. Five to four, Lansing leading top seven. Frias has had a great series. He's had some big home runs. The pitch, outside, 2-1. If Frias reaches, Jake Fox will have his first at bat of the game as he steps in for Jorge Burgos, who just left with an injury. That inside the park home run from Jack Winkler moments ago in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Hard hit foul, first base side. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. That one goes into fair territory. John Beller tracks it down as it rolled all the way down the right field line. Went off the tarp and pinballed its way back into right field. So a two-ball, two-strike pitch from Stevie Emmanuels on its way. Little elevated on the outer edge of the plate. We're full, 3-2. Frias today with a single strikeout and then on a foul flyout in front of the third base dugout. The captains got a run out of it, so it turned into a sack fly because no one was covering the plate. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Went with the slider down and in. That's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Emmanuels, and that will strand the double from Chase DeLauder. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. Lugnuts lead 5-4.
Just a
Okay, to the bottom of the seventh we go. Lansing leading 5-4, trying to add to their lead. Colby Thomas leads off against the new lefty on the hill. Sean Rapp comes in. Third pitcher today for Lake County. His first toss. Down low, ball one. Rapp wears number 23, the lefty 6'2", 200-pounder, 23 years old, from Livingston, New Jersey. Second time seeing him in the series. Kicks and throws. Lifted, center field. DeLauder over to his right, calls off his teammate Fox, and makes the catch in right center. One away. Rapp was a 20th round selection out of North Carolina. ERA sits just above 3 through 13 appearances here in 2023. It's only allowed 6 earned runs, 2 home runs. 24 strikeouts, just 7 walks. Opponents batting 235 against the lefty. Here's Brennan Malone. 0-2 today with an HBP and a run score. The pitch comes inside. He straightens up, nearly clipped him. 5-4 Nuts leading bottom 7. Stevie Emmanuel's pitching, and then you would expect to see Tyler Baum potentially. Pitch home. On the ground, rolled slowly towards short. Scooped up Tolentino, rifles across. Caught by Bartlett, 2 outs. And right on cue, Tyler Baum starting to get loose out there. He's come in the 8th inning at times if needed to nail down 5 or 6 out saves. Sure, they'll put Emmanuel's out there, and as long as he doesn't have any troubles, keep him there. And then Baum would be the guy in the 9th in a tight 1-run game. Here's Clark Elliott to the plate from the left side. 5-4 Nuts, base is clear, 2 away. Pitch, that's in there, strike 1. We'll save that trivia question coming up for you. We'll get you the answer in the top of the 8th, so hang tight with us. Elliott today, 0-3. He's put the ball in play all 3 times, though. 0-1 pitch. Twisting back, foul. No balls, 2 strikes. They play him the pole. Third baseline, wide open. And then there's a big gap between second base bag and second position with Nate Furman, as him and Bartlett are shading towards the first baseline. And Tolentino is right up about 5 steps to the left of second on the fringe of the grass from the shortstop position. The 0-2, checked it. Did he offer? No, as the appeal from Brandon Tipton. 1-2. Elliott got robbed by Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, who shifted behind second in his second at bat. Got hit to the normal shortstop position. He made a diving line drive catch. 1-2, swing and a miss. Slider away. Elliott couldn't catch up to it. That's going to do it for the Nuts. A quick 7th against the new man, Sean Rapp. We will head to the 8th, Lansing, in front by a run, 5-4.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Right, to the top of the 8th we go. Lansing clinging to a 1-run lead. They're 6 outs away from a series split, but they will face 6, 7, and 8. Jake Fox, Will Bartlett, and Joe Donovan here in the eighth. First pitch, and that's down low. Ball one to Jake Fox, who bats for the first time today, replacing Jorge Burgos, who left with an injury. Fox batting .223 on the season. The pitch, hard hit, foul, first base side, into the Lugnuts pen. Beller and Lardner trying to keep Tyler Baum clean as he warms up there, and that one skipped by them. Two guard pitchers out there. Couldn't come up with it. That ball was smoked. Emmanuel's 1-1 to the lefty. On the outside corner, strike two. This guy, Jake Fox, he's had a good series. He had a four-hit day yesterday. Two doubles, two singles, two knocked in, two runs. Pitch. In there, called strike three. Got him on the outside corner. So one hard hit ball, and then no other swings for Fox. That's three straight strikeouts for Stevie Emmanuels. He's given up the double to DeLauder, but that's been it. He's retired four of the first five he's faced. Here's the righty, Will Bartlett. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left field. Elliott coming in. Slows up the jog, makes the catch. Two down on back-to-back pitches. So that'll bring up Joe Donovan, who had just one hit coming into today in the series through three games. He's got two hits today, plus one of those with an RBI attached to it in the fourth. Struck out in his last at-bat. 5-4, Nuts leading top eight on a sun-soaked Sunday afternoon here in Michigan State Capitol at Jackson Field. The pitch home. Fastball zooms in, strike one. Emmanuels pummeling the strike zone right now. 26 pitches, 17 in the zone. 0-1. Grounding ball, foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. He has looked so much better this year. We've seen him in years past where he has struggled, including last year, got hit hard, but his stuff has been working well. 0-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Down goes Donovan. Four strikeouts for Emmanuels, and just seven batters faced. He does his job and gets the Nuts through eight innings. They'll try and add some insurance when we come back in the bottom half. Lugs up 5-4.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We're off to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trying to add some insurance. They're up 5-4, trying to halve the series, and they will face the new man. Tyler Thornton comes into the game. He's the fourth pitcher for the Lake County Captains today. From Hankins to Messick to Rapp to Thornton. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Sean Rapp in that seventh inning. So here we go. First pitch. Right-hander, down the line, foul from C.J. Rodriguez, the ready at the plate. Strike one. And take a look at Thornton's numbers. ERA sits just under 3.5 for Thornton this year through 26 innings. Right-hander set, throws. That's up high. One ball, one strike against CJ. Had the RBI double back in the third. Reached on an error, scored a run in the second. Flied out to third in the fifth. 52 strikeouts, 17 walks. Opponents batting just 132 against him. It's been great. Pitch lifted out to left field. And that one comes down knee-high to Idrago to his left where he makes the catch. One down. All right, we told you that we'd answer the trivia question for you. It was, who was the last sixth overall pick taken by the Oakland Athletics? Ah, yes, the big swinger, Austin Beck, 2017. And Paul Hammerly correctly answered it. Thanks for sending in the email, Paul. Former Lansing Lugnut. Here's Arribe Alanjales. Pitch home. Twisted back, foul. And up here at Aller level where it bounces back down. Strike one. So Austin Beck, who unfortunately is injured right now, he's fought some ACL tears. Gonna come back from another one. 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. But that was the last sixth overall pick. And before that, they had the sixth overall pick the year before in 2016 when they took the pitcher, lefty A.J. Puck from Florida. 1-1 pitch. It's in there, fastball, strike two. 5-4 nuts, bottom eight. One out, base is clear. So, we'll learn who the next man is tonight. First overall pick for the A's at sixth overall in the 2023 MLB draft, starting tonight at 7 o'clock. 1-2 pitch. Fought off, looped liner, third base side. In comes Frias, makes the catch. Two outs. All right, with two outs, here comes Max Muncy. He's 0-4 tonight, today. Fly out, line out. Fielder's choice and a strikeout. Tough day today for him. He's had a great series. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. The other number one picks by the A's, their first selection, it was Daniel Susak last year. It was taken 19th overall. And then it was this guy, Max Muncy, in 2021. Pitch home. Set back out through the middle. It's a base hit for Muncy. Snuck through the left side between Tolentino and Furman for the left of second. And there is his first hit today. Great to see for him because he's hit the ball hard. It's just been at the captains. So Muncy was taken 25th overall in 2021, the first pick for the A's in that shortened five-round 2020 draft. 26th overall, they took Tyler Soderstrom, who participated in his second Futures game yesterday. Here's Caden Trenkel, 5-4 nuts, bottom eight, two out, runner at first. Muncy dancing over there, the pitch, checked, and sent back foul, strike one. Continue going back, Logan Davidson out of Clemson was the 29th overall pick by the A's, their first selection in 2019. Of course, remember Kyler Murray, who never suited up for the A's out of Oklahoma. He is playing football, 9th overall pick in 2018. Pitch home. Outside. One ball, one strike. Then Kevin Merrill and Austin Beck, the first two in 2017. Dalton Jeffries in 2016 out of Cal. Just keep on going back. These first picks for the A's. 1-1. Popped up foul, third base side. 1-2. And then you get A.J. Puck. And again, crazy. They were back-to-back 2016, 2017, sixth overall pick. The A's haven't had any other sixth overall pick until this year, 2023. Arguably the best one in the last decade, Matt Chapman. 25th overall selection in 2014. He was the third baseman out of Cal State Fullerton. Long hold for Thornton. 1-2 pitch. Trenkel pokes it foul again, third base side. Can you tell we're excited for 7 o'clock tonight, Jesse?
Matt Olson was a pretty good, darn good first rounder, too.
Now yes.
We're very excited.
Not within the last decade, though. Just sure. Outside of the threshold.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. He was 2012. Billy McKinney was 2013 out of Plano West Senior High School. 24th overall pick. The pitch home. kicked back off the netting, and Trinkle stays alive. He's 1 for 3 tonight. Two-run single today, I should say. It's the afternoon. We're almost to 4 o'clock. Feels like tonight because we've been going out for so long. Coming up on a 3-hour battle once again. We had a lengthy one last night. Longest 9-inning game. 3 hours, 21 minutes for the Nuts this year. 1-2. There goes Muncy to second. Pitches up and outside. Throw down to second. And Muncy is in safe. He didn't even slide. Made it a little bit closer as Tolentino tried the swipe tag. But Muncy now in scoring position.
Probably should have slid.
Yeah, I think so. Waited back here by Caden Trinkle. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ready to see his 7th pitch. Muncy a huge lead at second. Now he dances back to the bag. Pitch home. Launched out to right field, but foul as that one is heading over towards Larch Street. And just short of it, hit the netting to save it from going out there. Trinkle has showed off that pop. All 4 of his home runs have gone out to right field this week. He's got 6 now. He is fighting for a potential Midwest League Offensive Player of the Week after we're done here. Another RBI wouldn't hurt, or maybe 2. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field, but hanging up Idrago over to his left. Leans over, makes the catch. And that is going to do it. So, the Nuts leave Max Muncy stranded at second base. And they keep this a 1-run game. We're off to the 9th, 3 outs away. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will tell you about it when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The last two nights, Lake County has defeated the Lugnuts in 1-run finishes. 9-8 on Friday, 12-11 yesterday. Well, today it's 5-4, Lugnuts on top by a run. And the ball has been passed to the right-hander Tyler Baum. Jake Fox, Will Bartlett, Joe Donovan due up for Lake County. 6-7-8 in the order. Right-hander Baum out of the University of North Carolina. First up against him, Jake Fox, the right fielder in his first plate appearance of the game. Left-handed batter against the right. A pitch. Bounced in. Ball one. I should say Cesar Idrago. Let me get this right. Cesar Idrago, Nate Furman, Milan Tolentino. 9-1-2. It's Idrago, Furman, and Tolentino. Idrago takes ball one. Stevie Emanuel's just fired the 7th and the 8th innings for the Lugnuts, and scorelessly too, including 4 strikeouts. That after Christian Fernandez pitched the 5th and the 6th innings. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Here's the pitch. Idrago chops it on the right side, backing up to the outfield grass. It's Anales with the play, throwing to first in time, out number 1. 4-3 on the ground out to the second baseman, and a difficult play at that. So now the lineup flips over, and the batter will be Nate Furman. Bound looking for his 11th save of the year. He has now worked 30 2/3 innings, 14 walks, 36 strikeouts, and the lead came in hitting 146 against him. Deals. Outside ball, 1 to Furman. Left-handed batter.
Again, this is the perfect setup the Nuts wanted. An Emmanuels, who's been electric since coming back from the IL, throwing it, getting him through middle innings, and then getting bombed to try and lock it down.
Ball one pitch. Inside corner, strike called on a changeup. I think you like that whole phrase.
That's your phrase. I apologize.
No.
Using it a little too early.
0-1-1. Furman swings and whacks it down into the netting and down off the rooftop and stays on the rooftop of the Lake County dugout. It's not coming down. One of the captains reaches up and plucks it down. One ball and two strikes on Furman. Found earlier in this series, a 5-out save. Deals, down and in. That was on July the 6th. It was on Thursday night. A 3-1 Lugnuts win. Baum came on to get Chase DeLauder and Joe Lampe in the eighth inning, stranding Milan Tolentino at second. That was in a one-run game. And then he fired the ninth, stranding two runners on. Bouncer foul off the body of Furman. Stays alive 2-2. That was a very dramatic finish. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Max Muncy had delivered the Lugnuts lead with an RBI single, putting them in front 2-1. And then it was Muncy with a great play made on the DeLauder grounder up the middle that saved the run. Baum took it from there. Baum's 2-2. A ground ball up the first base side. Batista Jr. comes into play. Actually, it's Baum who picks it up and takes it to the bag for out number two. Tyler Baum said, "What are we waiting around for, Danny? Let's attack this ball and get this out," with Furman hustling up the line.
You want to pick that up before it goes foul. You get weak contact, you're right there to make the play. And just before Danny got there, Tyler says, "I'm going to pick this up, make sure we get the out." And he did. The old one unassisted.
I like that aggressive. Don't let that ball play you. Two outs, nobody on from Milan Tolentino. The pitch. Down misses outside. Ball one. 5-4 Lugnuts. One out away from splitting this six-game series and sending everybody into the All-Star break. Baum offers. Tolentino grounds it. Foul right side. One ball, one strike. My guess is that Tyler Baum, a lover of the great outdoors, Adam, just like you, big hiker, is going to find his way to spend the next 4 days outside. Fly ball pushed foul up the left side. Strike two for Tolentino. My guess is there might be some camping and some hiking and some enjoying. My guess is Michigan. We'll see with Tyler once he gets back from the All-Star break. Deals the 1-2. Down and away. Told me he loved being up in Vermont pitching for the Lake Monsters back in 2019 so he could explore the Green Mountains. And then exploring Arizona. He has had such a great time. Not checking out Michigan in the Midwest. Two outs, 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes out Tolentino. This ball game is over. Tyler Baum locks it down. Lugnuts 5, Captains 4. Jack Winkler's inside the park home run in the bottom of the sixth inning is the decisive blow.
Only seems fitting. A one-run win for one of these teams. The team that gets it evens the series at 3-3. Lansing has now won 5 one-run games against Lake County, while the Captains have won 6 against the Lugnuts. It has been a tight series. The overall record in the series, 8-9 for the Nuts. So, again, it has been very, very close. And it's very fitting that the Nuts get the one-run win. Great job by the bullpen. Emmanuels, then to Baum, his 11th save. And the Nuts do just enough to pick up another Sunday victory. That for them, their 9th win on this day this year.
After how the Lake County Captains offense clicked the last 2 days, the Captains only had one hit in the final 4 innings. That against relievers Fernandez, Emmanuels, and Baum. Now, those 3 relievers combined to strike out 7 batters. Seven strikeouts in the final 4 innings, allowing a walk in the 6th. That was from Fernandez, stranded. And an automatic double in the 7th inning by Emmanuels, and that was it. And they set down the final 8 Captains batters. So in the end, what was a series in which the Lugnuts pitchers had a devil of a time trying to get these Captains out. In the end, the relievers came through to close out a one-run finish.
It's a great win. You needed it. I mean, 2 1-run losses the last two nights, especially one where you're up 5 runs twice and then 4 runs late, and Lake County snuck through 1-9-8. And then yesterday you're down 12-6 after you led early in that game 2-0. And you cut it back to 12-11 but can't find the winning moment. You come through, get the 5-4 win today. So back and forth series, 3 games apiece, really well battled, and now a well-deserved break for everybody in the league, and take some time off.
80 games down, 51 to go, but not until Friday. Lake County will host the Dayton Dragons Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up. The Lansing Lugnuts go on the road, take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. The next home game for the Lugnuts, well, it's going to be in a little bit against the Great Lakes Loons from July the 18th through July the 23rd here at Jackson Field. Go online at LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. Adam, any final thoughts about this one?
No, just give credit to the Nuts. They found a way today and get the series split, and hope they enjoy some time off.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy some time off, and we'll be watching that draft tonight. Can't wait for it.
Yes. And then the All-Star game, too. Out of the All-Star break, we go. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks for keeping us company. Your final score on this Sunday afternoon from Lansing, the Lugnuts 5, the Captains 4. Here's wishing you well from Jackson Field and Michigan State Capitol. And go Nuts!